The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
Nothing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You know, I realize now that my son has gone to camp,
right,
to his science camp, this past weekend was the first weekend in like a year that it's just been me and Frida all weekend, 24 hours a day, every day.
Kind of an experiment, a preparation for the way life is going to be in not too many years.
Oh, no. It went fine.
Right.
I mean, it went better than fine.
It was different.
You know, it's an adjustment because I'm sure anybody with kids knows this.
Right.
Your life totally revolves around your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when they're not around.
Right.
Like, you don't have anything to do. And in my case, a lot of the times that I spend, I know my wife busts my balls about watching TV and everybody busts my balls about watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch all that much TV. It's just when I watch TV.
You watch it intensely.
I watch it, man. I watch like 100 channels at once.
Yeah.
But
you're like a fly. You got fly eyes. You got all those millions of eyes, and you're watching all these different screens at the same time.
Fortunately, if my son is around a lot of the time, I make my TV time when he's doing something with Frida.
Right.
I mean, if they're doing a project or something, that's when I plop down and I watch my 500 channels.
Sure.
Well, you know, Bart's not around, and suddenly I'm constantly being busted on that. It's like she walks around and goes, what are you watching now? And I said, what do you mean what I'm watching now? I'm watching the same amount of TV as I've always watched. It's just that there's not the diversion of our son to keep us busy.
So she is aware of your TV viewing more. It's heightened now because your son is not there to distract her and make her think of other things.
And, you know, why is it this way? That when my son's around, normally when we have dinner, we're one of those families the TV's on.
Right.
During dinner time.
Yeah, we do the same thing. I mean, you know that.
But listen, when he's not around,
right,
my wife said last night, oh, turn that off. I say, why? I'm watching it. I'm sitting there having my dinner. I'm all the way at the dining room table, but the TV is on in the living room.
Yeah.
Right?
See, I think you're ahead of the game. At least you don't have a set right next to the table.
She says, my dad used to have that when I was a kid. I used to
We eat in our kitchen and we have a set.
Piss my mother off.
We have a set right there. I get dirty looks occasionally, but we've got 27 inches in the kitchen.
Show off.
Wow.
But I'll tell you this. Not once this weekend did it ever boil down to where my wife and I had nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is I know that every couple has lapses where you're driving or you're walking.
Right.
And you have a quiet moment.
Yeah, sure.
But
you're comfortable enough to have silence.
Exactly.
But we are not comfortable with that silence. And thank goodness that every time there would be that momentary lull,
right,
she would throw in something or I would throw in something.
She's an exquisite conversationalist.
Oh, she's a chatter, Mike.
Well, she can do it, though. I mean, people like that, at least in social situations, are good to be around.
So listen, we're spending all of our time together. I mean, I make the mistake on Saturday of saying, do you want to go shopping? I'll take you shopping. Let's go up to Delaware. Well, my wife doesn't want to go up to Delaware to go to the big outlets, right?
Right.
She wants to go to the tiny, secluded town that's off the beaten path,
right,
where all of the shops are owned by freaks.
Freaks that carry your luggage up to the room?
You know what I mean? It's like you go into these stores and you can't buy anything that's name brand because everything is handmade and handcrafted.
So it's craftsy. She wants to go to an artsy area.
Oh, and it's killing me. We're walking by. She goes, I want to go in here for a minute. I go, oh, okay, that's great. When she comes out of the store 10 minutes later, we don't walk 5 feet down the street. She's, oh, I got to go in this one. I've got to go in this one.
And you're realizing that every store has nothing of any real value.
Right. Like, she's going to be, here's one of the things she was looking at. this big aluminum kitty cat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's a thing that's made. It's made out of like the texture of a Pepsi can. Okay,
right.
It's aluminum, mm-hmm. and some guy has taken scrap aluminum, and what he's done is he's bent it and kind of made it.
Into a nice kitty.
If you're hepped up on goofballs, you might think it looks like a cat, right?
Maybe get a gift for Buzz.
Well, I'm looking at this and I go, "That's a piece of garbage." And she says, "That's art." And I look at it, and they want $250 for it.
Oh!
And the guy behind the counter looks like he hasn't bathed since who knows when. And of course, he's the resident artiste, man. And a lot of these stores that we went to, mm-hmm. because they are so hip,
right.
they don't believe in air conditioning, even though it was like 100 degrees this weekend.
The kitty doesn't like air conditioning.
So we spent
a lot of quality time.
Did she buy the kitty?
No, she didn't. I shamed her out of that.
That's good.
And one of the few moments that I had where I broke away, we got back at home and I said, listen, I'm going to run and get some gas. I'm going to go to the store and get us our water that we like to drink because the water up at the beach tastes like crap. I said, give me a second just to get out by myself.
You mean the tap water tastes like crap?
What did
there?
I say?
No, it's funny because you said
no, it
that.
Does.
I thought of that, you know. Yeah. So the stuff that comes out of the tap, you don't
know what that tastes like.
Jason feces.
Right. So I get over to the mobile station. I'm going to fill my car up with gas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving down the road. I make a right-hand turn into the gas station. I pull in. I get out of the car. I'm pumping my gas. And this dick pulls in. This Clark Griswoldish guy pulls in, and he's got a big family station wagon. Sure. And inside the wagon...
Family truckster.
Right. Inside, he's got like a million kids and his... Pain in the ass wife.
Now, why is he annoying you? Why?
Wait. We'll get to this.
Okay.
Because I'm standing there pumping my gas, minding my own business.
Right.
He pulls in and he goes, he sits there. He sits across from me and he smiles.
So he's at the other pump parallel to you or is he in back of you?
He's not pumping gas. Well, as it turns out, he was pulling out of the gas station when I was pulling in. He was upset that when I pulled into the gas station, I didn't have my right-hand turn signal on.
Oh, screw him.
So what that meant was there was like an opportunity for him to jump out in traffic, and because I didn't have my turn signal on, he was pissed. I didn't even know this. I'm happy that I'm by myself for a couple of minutes. So I'm really enjoying your pumping gas experience.
Your moment
right?
with your own thoughts.
Right. So he motors around, comes around the other side, and like I say, big-ass station wagon. The guy's got, like, one of those cats that have scrambled eggs on the front of him, like
right.
he's some kind of make-believe admiral or something.
Yeah.
And he smiles at me, goes, ha-ha, ha-ha. And at first, because I am the stupidest guy on the planet, I think,
he recognizes you.
It must be one of my fans. I'm a popular guy.
So you return the smile?
So I go, how you doing? And he says, thanks. Now, again, I think... Thanks for doing a great show, right?
Wouldn't that be lovely? Yeah, that'd be a very nice moment if the guy said, thanks for a great radio
show. I swear to God, this is what happened. The guy says, thanks. And I said, you're welcome. Thank you. And he says, no, really. And then his tone turned a little bit. He went, thanks. And I said, for what? He said, for not turning on your turn signal when you were entering the gas station.
No.
I said, excuse me? He said, I was right over there exiting the gas station. You didn't have your right-hand turn signal on, so I couldn't get out of the traffic. Thanks. Now, at this point, I'm pissed. And I said, well, I can see by looking at you, you're absolutely perfect.
Conflict, thy name is Geronimo.
So I could understand why this happens to you. Listen, I don't go looking for this.
I know you don't. It's funny. It finds you. The guy comes in and he wants to get into it with you.
Wait a minute. So now his wife is saying, Harry, let's just go. And the guy's still sitting there. The guy's still sitting there. He's just smiling at me, right?
Wow.
Now, some other guy pulls up to the gas station. Some, who's that guy that was in the Private Ryan movie? The guy who was
Matt
Private
Damon?
Right. Kind of looks like Matt Damon. He's a young guy, right?
Okay.
He pulls in. He watches this for a second. And he jumps out of his car. And he comes over to me and he says, is there some problem here? Sticking out his chest, right?
I said, like you're the one that's initiating
right.
the conflict.
Well, because he pulls up and all he sees is this guy in the car.
With the family man.
Yeah. He's yelling at me.
Did you have the little sporty car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So he comes up and he pops his chest. Is there a problem here? Now, I'm getting pissed.
Is he related to the guy?
No, he's just some freaking do-gooder. So I said, listen, son, there is no problem here.
And he went, hey, okay, no problem.
Right? I'm just trying to pop my gas. Meanwhile, Clark Griswold now, what he's done is he's moved his car in front of my car so I can't leave the gas station.
Wow.
The thing clicks, right? My thing clicks because it's full of gas.
And, you know, in that situation, at least if it were me, you're thinking, if this guy's crazy enough to actually take this step, you probably don't want to mess with the guy because he's wrapped tight enough as it is.
Yeah, I could have kicked his ass, though.
Oh, was he a wimpy guy?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I think. I don't know. He never got out of his car. He just had a...
He was sitting in the city, staying in the car. Yeah. He wasn't outside of the car.
He had a big face and, like I say, one of those fake Admiral hats.
Right.
So the guy was just sitting there and, again, just smiling at me. My thing clicked. I put the nozzle back.
Right.
I went to get in my car. I said, hey, come on. Hey, Mr. Griswold, move your car. He said, I just want you to see what it feels like to have to wait for somebody.
Oh, my God.
And wow. Now I didn't say anything. I waited until he got to the driveway. And then I said, hey, Griswold, F you! The old double pumper.
That's a smart strategy. That's the smart strategy. You don't know what the man is capable of. So when you have cleared the danger zone, that is when you have to share that epithet with him.
Right.
You got to do it. You got to lay that on him. But you do it when there's a safe distance. Because if you have the spontaneous one where it's like, you know, immediately comes over and says, you turn, you didn't use your turn signal, and you go, F you. You never know what can happen in that situation.
I didn't even say, when the guy said it to me, I was like, hey. Sorry about that. So people are going 20 miles an hour out here. It's not a major road. And a lot of people miss. Sorry about that.
What do you do? Just take a right into the gas station without a turn signal very quickly?
Right.
Jeez.
The guy got all pissed off.
Man,
so as I stood there screaming F you, the last thing he heard, if he heard me, I got a loud voice, I got your license number! As I was screaming at him, I got your license number.
Hey, you know, what's the guy doing? He's got kids in the car. It's kind of like using the kids as a shield, too, which is a cowardly thing to do.
So, then I got home and I told my wife about that, and of course, she doesn't take my side. She says, why do you have to do that? And I said, honey, I pulled into the place, the guy pulled over and started screaming at me. She said, you should have just turned your back, and you shouldn't have said anything.
No, that makes them mad, too. They'll pursue it. If you have to say something.
I said, the guy was a dick. And then we got into a whole discussion with my wife. See, when couples have too much time together, like my wife and I do, she has the time to analyze everything. She says this to me. She says, you ever realize how many people in a day you call a dick? Or you call some kind of other name? I said, well,
not if I'm not driving.
Those are all people that deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she said, let's think about this. What's the first thing you said when you got out of that movie? I said, Steven Spielberg's a dick. She said, why did you say that? I said, because the movie sucked. She said, then we got into this whole big thing about patriotism. Yeah. I said, it's not that I'm not patriotic. I'm all for WW2 and everything that we did over there.
Absolutely.
But listen, that movie sucked. I said,
that movie does not represent World War II's sacrifice. It doesn't. I don't care. I got to slow down. I know we're gonna devote a segment to this, right?
Yes.
All right.
Just let me say about that movie, and I went to see that movie with my father-in-law, who is a WW2 veteran.
Right.
He fell asleep in the movie.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow, there you go.
He was there for the real stuff, and he fell asleep in that movie.
You know, people get criticized all the time in media and in show business for waving the flag, you know, for using the flag to kind of, sell their product. And in its own little subtle way, I think we have to be a little wary about it with this particular movie.
Listen, all I know is that the movie sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to the movie to read an encyclopedia account of what happened in the war. I didn't go to the movie to be preached to. I didn't have to go to the movie to be told that the Nazis were bad and that we were good.
And if Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg want to preach to us and say that this movie is a tribute to the veterans, if it's a real tribute, then, you know, all you have to do is take, not even half, take 25% of the profits and donate it to the Veterans Administration.
And that's why I was pissed when he left the movie. And that is the first thing I said to him. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Steven Spielberg's a dick. I thought you were a Steven Spielberg fan. I said, yeah, but he's a dick. Look at all these movies he's making now, man. Schindler's List, okay, we know you're serious.
That was a better, a lot better movie than
Amistad,
Private Ryan.
Amistad, we know you're serious.
Mm-hmm.
World War II, thank God Steven Spielberg is running out of bad things to make movies about.
Yeah.
Make me a movie about the alien with the big finger
that
wants to go home. That's what I want from you, Steven. You dick.
Are we the only ones?
And furthermore, I wouldn't rape you, okay? What do you think of that?
Are we the only ones that that didn't like this movie?
I don't know.
Did your wife like this movie?
Oh, she loved it. She cried. My mother-in-law loved it. She cried.
Oh, boy.
All of the people in the movie that were talking too loud and thinking they were going to get some kind of free pass because they're old, they all loved it.
How can you cry in a movie that has Ted Danson as a military officer?
I actually said to a couple that was sitting behind us,
mm-hmm.
I turned around the first time. I said,
yeah.
Hold on a second. I said, could you please keep your voices down? And the woman gave me a dirty look. Now, it was an old guy who was obviously some kind of a vet. But still, you know, shut up in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Then around the time when, you know, when they go to find Private Ryan and they find the wrong Private Ryan?
Right.
When he's walking up, this old guy behind me says real loud, "That's Private Ryan! That's Private Ryan!" Real loud. And I turn around and I said to her, "You should probably wait until this movie comes out on video so that he can talk to the television." Now, at this point, I swear to God, this is exactly how Frida grabs me and she goes, "Stop it, stop it. You're embarrassing me." I said, "Honey, they've been talking the whole movie. They should see it on video." And she says, "He might not be alive when it comes out on video."
Oh,
I said, don't lay that on me. Didn't he see the big dancing bowl of popcorn that said, "Please, no talking"?
No talking.
During the movie?
Absolutely.
And all the people that were bawling their eyes out. And, you know, if you're going to cry in a movie, please be quiet about it.
Hey, if you want to cry,
don't cry like Lucy Ricardo does.
You know, I'm not, whatever. If that movie moved people, that's fine. I'm just, what frustrates me is I hate to be in the minority, but I'll tell you something. I didn't think the movie was as good as the hype. I didn't think it lived up to the hype. And when a movie is hyped the way...
It's an average movie.
Yeah, when I'm reading in the newspaper that this is the next, you know, the next feature film that will be here for the millennium, this is the greatest piece of work that's
ever been done. I'm telling you, that movie, There's Something About Mary.
Yeah.
That's a much better movie, I swear to God.
And what I hate even more is when Steven Spielberg is saying, you know, that we, you know, this is the kind of movie that everyone needs to see. And
no, you know, if that's the case,
it's a movie that's making money for Steven Spielberg.
If that's the case, donate it to the schools.
Right.
You know, give it to people for free, and then I'll believe this.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I think Steven Spielberg is a dick.
And I thought it was too Tom Hanks-y too. That's my wife's line that I stole from her. But I mean, it was to Tom Hanksy, and there were several parts in the movie that I thought lacked credibility, and that's why I didn't like this movie.
I didn't like it just because it was boring, man. You know, the first 20 minutes is kind of riveting, but even that...
I thought the first 20 minutes was the most accurate depiction. I've never been in a war situation, so I can't say. But with this, when I, you know, we had the Dolby surround sound in the theater we were in.
Yeah.
And it really was... I mean,
hey, did you notice that some of the bullets, they made like almost the comic sound? You know,
pew,
pew, pew, pew.
I thought that part of the movie was riveting, and then from, you know, right from that point...
Yeah.
It just, and when I saw Ted Danson, I just rolled my eyes back. I said, "Ted Danson, you're trying to honor World War II veterans, and you put Ted Danson in the movie."
And you know how that happened. You know that there was a meeting with Tom Hanks. And
maybe at a cocktail party.
Steven Spielberg and Ted Danson, and they said, "Ted, this would be a great career move for you. People can really see the real Ted Danson. Hey, I don't know if I could be accepted in this. Listen, do me a favor. Do a small cameo, Ted, you know, to prove you're a serious actor at all."
Hey, it's Sam Malone.
Hey.
I don't know, man.
Man.
It's not the greatest movie ever made. I can think of about 100 movies, and I mean serious movies, you know, that were better than that one.
Well, you know, when they're talking about the best war movie ever made, I'm sorry, this movie, Patton washes itself with this movie.
Yeah, Patton kicks ass.
Absolutely.
George S. Patton, he's the man.
He's the man. No bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. He won that war by making the other poor bastard die for his country.
Hello, Don and Mike. Here's a guy that saw Saving Private Ryan. Hello.
I saw it this weekend with my cousin, and, well, we kind of got a funny ha-ha on Ted Danson. We're sitting there, and the theater's just packed, and, well, I see Ted Danson, and I lean over, and I go, "Some sometimes you want to go where nobody knows. I start singing the song. Well, the old bass, the old guy behind me, he gets all mad, and he leans up and he goes, why don't you have a little respect? And I'm like, sorry. Well,
see, that's the Hollywood hype machine. That, you know, I don't take anything. Who can take anything away from the World War II veterans?
You can't. But see, you can't say anything negative about this movie without someone. And I've already had people say to me, oh, that's so disrespectful of the war.
No, it's not.
It's not disrespectful of the war. I'm telling you, I paid $8.50, and frankly, I'd like at least $5 back.
Yeah, you didn't like the movie. And if they're going to criticize, you know, you for not being patriotic because you didn't like a movie, you're free to make that choice. That's what those guys died for, that you're free to say you didn't like the movie. I've got a military flag that was covering my father's casket that sits on my mantle, and he got that flag because he's a war veteran from World War II. I can say, I didn't like the movie. It sucked!
Thank you. Father-in-law, as I mentioned, fell asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my father-in-law did something else before the movie was funny. Listen, anytime you go to the movie with old people, it's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
My mother and father-in-law, they're both young at heart, I'll say that.
Of course.
But they both have got that old person thing when they talk, that they talk too loud.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Before the movie, and we arrived way before the movie, we were like 20 minutes early, so we had to sit in the theater as it was filling up. My mother-in-law was making conversation, and she was telling us about a show she saw on HBO, or she still refers to it, Home Box Office, you know, because that's like the old person way to talk.
The Home Box Office.
She says, on the Home Box Office, real loud, everybody in the theater hears, have you ever, she's talking to me, son, have you ever seen this? It's a show called Taxi Cab Confidential. And I say, oh yeah, Big Frieda, I've seen that before. That's a good show. She then goes on in depth to describe the last episode. And there's something that oogied me out when to hear my mother-in-law say the T word.
Yes.
She was describing there was someone in the back of one of these cabs, this HBO show, and she had just gotten a breast job, and her husband was showing her breast to everybody. And they said, lift up your shirt and show them your T's.
So right? She is parroting what she heard
so
from the show.
She's saying that. I'm going like, oh my God, please. No.
Quiet.
Please be quiet. Please. That wasn't the funniest. Look, my father-in-law. So the subject changes, and we're talking about him in WW2 before the movie, right? And Frieda kids him, and she says, hey, Dad. Oh, goodbye. She says, Dad, weren't you in the all-gay brigade, right? And we laugh about it. We go, ha-ha, we laugh. We start talking, and about 30 seconds later, my father-in-law says, yeah, we're called the Fags.
Top of his lungs in the movie.
And he says that, and he gives me the eyebrow, you know, because he's, you know,
what do you think?
Speaking of my language now, you know. And I just sit there going, oh, please, movie, please start now.
And he, a veteran of over there, and fell asleep during the movie, right?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. So did I. I slept for maybe an hour during that movie, and when I woke up, I thought when they woke up that they would have found Private Ryan already.
Hadn't found him yet, huh?
They still hadn't found him. And listen, one more thing. I've got to mention this. I don't want to blow the movie for you.
Right.
But let's say that, hypothetically, in the war, there's only two bridges left that the Germans can use in the whole country. All only right. Two bridges that they can use to access to get out to spread their hateful message.
Uh-huh.
Two bridges in the whole country. Tom Hanks and all of his guys, they're at one of these bridges.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wouldn't you just blow the bridge up? Right?
That's plausible.
Wouldn't you just... Isn't the goal to make sure that the Germans can't use that bridge?
I would think so.
That's another reason I got mad at them. I said, why are these guys sitting here and fighting the crowds and battling it out with the crowds, and they finally end up losing the fight, so they have to blow up the bridge? You could have saved all those guys' lives. You just blow up the bridge.
Yeah, these are questions that will never be answered.
But, Mike, I'm not an army guy, so I guess I wouldn't understand that. Right? I asked my father-in-law that, and he didn't really have an answer for me.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I wasn't there. So, I mean, as far as the realism of it, I'd like to hear from a guy that, you know, was really in a situation like that. But, you know, everything I read out of that hype machine says, oh, the most realistic war movie ever made. The unbelievable realism. You know, and the counseling line is open for veterans. You know,
listen,
this is coming out of Hollywood.
Any veteran that was over there has got bigger balls than Steven Spielberg or Tom Hanks or any of those other pricks in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that was really over there going through that,
right?
I guarantee you, that they're not going to see that movie and have to go call a 1-800-STEVEN-SPIELBERG hotline to sort out their feelings.
But let me tell you something. When you say that and you put that in the media and you put that in the press and you put something along the lines of, this movie is so stressful to veterans of World War II that they have to call a hotline. What does that do? It sells movie tickets. That's why it's in there. Yeah.
Well, same thing with all the gross stuff. People are saying that...
That's the hype machine. It's a formula. I mean, there are some people, there are manuals written on this.
Some people left Ryan stunned at the graphic portrayal of World War II battles. Ellen Ramsey, 16, of Malibu, California, walked out visibly unnerved during the first half hour. Oh, go see that Mary movie.
You know, the thing
is... Maybe you'll learn something.
I just don't trust Hollywood. I really don't. I think that this comes out of a PR machine like you would not believe. And, you know, it's just amazing how people lap it up with a spoon. And that's why it's, you know, it's not that it was a bad movie. It's that it was an overhyped movie.
It was an average movie, right?
It was an average movie. The first 20 minutes, I agree. It was a wonderfully directed first 20 minutes. But as far as the movie as a whole, I don't think it's the greatest film on World War II ever made.
I thought it was too MTV-y.
Yeah, I did too.
They had the shaky camera a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and then you're attacked if you say you didn't like the movie because you're not showing respect. That's BS. That's BS of the highest order.
Hello, Don and Mike. Here's a veteran right here, Bill. Hello, Bill.
Well, I'm not a veteran of World War II. I'm a veteran of Vietnam. I thought from the beginning when I started seeing the movie, I can't believe how inaccurate it was. I said they're opening up the Sealander right in front of a pillbox without having any air cover whatsoever, and these guys just get wiped out right there. I said, man, they have some really stupid officers here that are, you know, leading these guys right into game slaughter.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you one question about Tom Hanks, okay? I think Tom Hanks, I've seen him interviewed a lot, and with the Apollo 13 stuff, I think he loves jargon. He's a guy that loves the
lingo, man.
Space speak, and he loves lingo. Would an officer in that situation, in an infantry situation, have that much jargon that he would use in a combat situation?
You know,
situation?
Like when he was saying, we got to go to Hill 624A, and you got a 38 degree thing on that, you got the other thingamajiggy with the...
Yeah, would he say, would he have that much jargon?
No, not really. Remember that the average officer, at least in Vietnam, was about 19 and a half years old.
Right.
And so you would never have seen a captain at that age.
Mm-hmm.
So when Ted Danson comes out wearing...
Yeah, my father was a captain. He was 18 years old when he went over there.
Yeah, when I saw Ted Danson come out with a uniform that looked like... Oh, I mean, it was just...
I know. See,
another inaccuracy was that he's not. They keep saying that don't salute an officer because he's going to get shot. And Tom Hanks is wearing his big silver bars on his forehead.
All right, thank you. Yeah, that's right. That's something they say in the movie.
It's good. It's good to get a little support on this.
Hey, did you watch that Liberace show last night?
No,
we watched it.
Oh,
pretty much watching it. It's a hoot.
Oh, bummer.
It was so great. They showed all of his clothes. They were talking to his 17-year-old boyfriend, who now is a grown-up man. Did you catch that, Rob?
Did you see the closing credits, which was just him? He has like tiled piano keys around his pool,
right.
And it was like 45 seconds of him dancing on the piano key in a bathing suit. It was great.
They should run that show.
Yeah.
They should run that instead of Saving Private Ryan. It was on the E! Exclamation channel.
Darn it, I wish I saw it.
The True Hollywood Story, Liberace.
Man, I wanted something to watch last night.
It was good. It was on at 8 o'clock last night.
No, I was watching UFOs on the Learning Channel.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Baldy.
How you doing, guys?
Charles Broyle. Charles Broyle just gave me the fist in the air. Yeah, good one.
Hello.
Hey, I got the answer
for Lewis. It was you, Lewis.
Blow up the bridge over there.
What?
How are they going to get in there and kick the Germans' ass if they blow up the bridge and can't follow them in?
But wasn't the whole point that bridge is what gives the Germans a way to get into other areas?
Right, exactly.
Wasn't the goal just to get rid of the bridge?
Well, if you can keep the bridge and fight the Germans back, the Allied forces are probably worried about whether they have to actually go in and occupy Germany.
Oh, hell, I should have been in that war. Hello, Don and Mike. I mean, I should have at least been in the movie war.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello, you're on the air.
You know, one of the indications that I knew that this movie was going to bite is, you know, that HBO first look thing that they always have, you know, the half-hour show making it. You know, when I saw the Lethal Weapon 4, when I said, it's funny, you know, Chris Rock is running around, they're goofing on him, you know, I knew what to expect.
That was a good movie.
A funny movie. When I watched this thing on first look on HBO, I thought I was watching a PBS documentary, and that gave me an indication right there that it was just going to be mediocre. Sure enough, I went to the movie yesterday. I was crying because I spent 10 lousy dollars to see the freaking thing.
All right, thank you.
And they're digging themselves in as the greatest war movie ever made, A, and then B, the tribute to the, you know, that's where they get you. That's where
anybody
say it's the tribute.
Is anybody considered in the Army now? Little gem made by Mr.
Paul E. Shore? And what about Stripes?
Yeah, now there's realism.
Now, there's a good war movie.
There is realism.
All right, we got to do a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
¿Y eso qué fue?
No lo sé.
Parece que es en la casa de Pablo.
Nada me sorprendería de esa casa.
Date prisa o llegaremos tarde.
Un momento, Pablo, un momento. ¿Qué es lo que está pasando en tu casa?
¿A qué te refieres?
Me refiero a eso, nada más.
Esa es Betty.
¿Tu mujer?
Sí, está tomando clases de judo.
¿Clases de judo? ¿Y para qué?
¿Qué tiene, Pedro? ¿No lees los periódicos? El merodeador merodea otra vez. Los ciudadanos deben estar prevenidos contra el ladrón enmascarado.
¿Y para qué estudia judo?
La mujer tiene que defenderse.
¿Y para qué estás tú?
Me defenderá a mí también.
¡Ay, gallina!
Ya es tarde, muchachos.
Sí, ya vamos. Espera que les cuente esto a mis compañeros de trabajo. La esposa del enano toma clases de judo para defenderlo.
The Don and Mike Show.
May I help you?
Yes. This is not the best breakfast I ever ate, and I'd like my money back.
I believe you have to fill out a form for that.
No, I'd like my money back now.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way, you see. I have to fill out a form and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
See that sign? It says 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Did they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute...
Look, just put your little hand back in the cash register and give me my $2.75 back, please, Brad.
Sir, if you just give me a minute, I'll find the forms. I'll take care of everything.
I don't have a minute. You've made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
Just ordinary guys with nothing to lose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Click, click.
Oh, snap out of him, will you?
Oh, is Mickey Knocker's here? Oh, well then let's wait no longer.
Hey, that's good music.
Oh, hold on. Hold on just a second, Charlie. I got to load it in the other machine.
All right.
Hold on a second. That's our sex music.
Yeah. All right. We're loading the machine now.
Sex music.
As we await.
Mickey. Hope we don't get any sex diseases listening to sex music.
Mickey Knocker's.
Bring her in.
Right.
No bra can hold her.
Here she is.
Hey, Nikki Knockers.
Wow. Hi, Nikki.
Hey, Nikki Knockers.
How are you guys?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
How are you? Pardon our staring. We simply can't control ourselves.
Would you please take Ms. Knocker's gum, Charlie?
Yes, there's no gum chewing in the studio, Ms. Knocker's.
But boy, do I have fresh breath.
Yes,
I bet you
that's
do.
Wonderful.
So, hey, Nikki Knockers.
Hello there.
Hi. Welcome.
Let me adjust that for you.
Thank you.
I'm talking about her microphone.
Oh. Now this, look at this. Normally you can't get anybody to do anything on this show. Everybody's rushing to help with your microphone.
Do you prefer to sit or stand?
Well, it's easier on my back if I sit down.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Prefers to sit down.
If you would
Charles.
Rather sit, go ahead.
Yes,
would you
please.
Rather sit?
Make yourself comfortable.
Nikki Knockers?
All right.
All right, Nikki Knockers.
Hi there.
A few questions about your knockers, if you don't
Let's
mind.
Let's go. Okay.
How knocky are they?
They're extra large.
Yes.
I measure 44.
44.
Cup size, triple H.
Triple H?
Yeah.
Jesus.
My bra is like a parachute.
Wow.
How did that happen? Did you do that yourself, or is that God doing it to you?
Well, actually, I was very big growing up.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, right.
I decided if this is what I was going to do for a living,
mm-hmm.
I might as well capitalize on it.
Okay.
And, no, you know, so what, big.
What's that? Now, see, I don't understand
big.
The answer. Okay, so they're
enhanced.
God give you a little, and then you help them a
enhanced
little too.
Enhanced myself
so you could become Nikki Knockers.
Right.
Right. You weren't Nikki Knockers in high school or anything like that, were you?
No. Mm-hmm. Chester.
Chester. How old are you, Nikki Knockers?
31.
31.
Yeah.
31. You look great. That's a huge ring that you have there. Is that a wedding ring?
No, it's not. I'm not married. I'm divorced.
That's quite a rock that you have on.
Did your knockers have anything to do with your divorce?
Actually, no. It was one of those things where you meet somebody, you know him like 3 months.
Right.
You think you really know him, but you don't.
Yeah.
And get married and slowly start finding out things.
When he married you, were you Nicky Knockers or was this
pre? Yes, I was.
Maybe he was marrying your Knockers.
I think so.
And not the Nicky.
So the magic right? wore off that relationship, unfortunately, Nicky Knockers.
Very quick.
Yeah, well, you know, he was probably known as Mr. Knockers and not his real name. You know, it's like when a man marries a very powerful woman, you know, he's lost in your shadow, so to speak.
So when you do a show, and I guess you're here to plug a show, right? You're going to be doing
yeah.
a show, right? When you do a show, what do you do?
Actually, I do, you mean like what do I do on stage?
Yes. Yeah, what's involved in your show?
Well, I do all novelties, like I dress up like, you know, I'll do a Flintstones, a you know, policewoman, you know, all that stuff.
What's your favorite costume that you dance in?
I have, right now, it changes, but my favorite one now is like a little 50s one, because I get to wear the funky cat's eyes glasses.
And, poodle skirt?
Yep, but a mini one. Uh-huh. Kind of like a car hop.
And it's basically what guys sit, and you come out, and you take your clothes off, then you go back and put another outfit on, and come back, and
right.
take them off
like
again.
Like, I do my show, and I do, like, a, you know, first song dance, and then second song, everything's, like, planned out. Third song, little blanket, lotion, whatever.
Oh, blanket.
Everybody
oh, blanket
stuff.
And lotion.
Magic words on this show. It's blanket time. It's blanky time. It's beach style time.
So do you have fans that follow you all over the country? Do you have Nicky Knocker groupies?
Yeah, I had two of them show up today.
Really? Guys
yeah.
you've seen before?
Uh-huh.
Do they work on our show?
That guy right there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hi, Nicky. Buzz. Good to see
yeah.
you again.
I shined his glasses in my T-bar.
Oh.
You did?
Really?
Buzz, you bad boy. Buzz Burbank.
Do you do the glasses trick?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Maybe you, right
could do, maybe you could do it for Buzz today. Buzz, would you like to see Nicky do the glasses trick for you later on?
I've never seen the glasses trick done before.
Mike, really. There's no polite way. There's really no polite way to ask a gal to take her shirt off.
There would is, you like to see my twin?
We yes. would love to see
okay.
yeah,
your
look at that.
Knockers.
Oh, my. You know, when the jacket came off,
that's
the jacket hides the...
That's my
my God.
I know you're comfortable sitting down, but would you mind standing up?
Yes, thank you. My God.
All right, there's
God.
A bra.
Watch out for the speaker. Be careful.
Hey, they were right. No bra can hold her.
My okay. God, look at that brassiere.
Okay,
and here we go.
Here we go.
And here we go. And whoa! Whoa, baby!
They're peeking
oh my
around.
God.
They're peeking around the corner now.
Oh, my goodness. God.
Oh, man.
Those are magnificent.
How big are those? How big are those, Nikki?
They're 9 pounds each.
She's holding them in each hand.
And you love them, don't you? You
they're
absolutely
fine.
Love
they're
them.
Really
so
are.
Do we. Absolutely.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Those are some great knockers,
hey,
Nikki.
Buzz, I want to see her do the glasses trick
oh,
with
yeah.
you. Come on
okay,
over here, Buzz. Come on.
All right, here comes Buzz Burbank now.
Really
going to do the glasses
no,
trick.
He's just our news guy, and he's perfect
yeah,
for this.
Did you put sparkle on your knockers?
No, I wear pasties.
Oh.
At the club.
Oh, I gotcha.
So,
boy, don't hit them so hard.
Nicky
there.
Knockers.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Alfred E. Newman.
Is it Nicky?
Hey, that's the first time that Buzz has been identified as Alfred E. Newman on this show.
Okay.
Take glasses.
All right, now she's putting the glasses. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Actually, he has a small head.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, they're
yes.
That's very true.
Are you saying that Buzz's head is smaller than your left knocker?
I believe that's true.
Oh, she's giving him the test right now.
Comparison test. There's one more place I put him, but I can't do it. But I go.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Oh, look, oh my.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, back there.
Fantastic.
There
well, thank you.
There.
That's quite a trick.
Hey, Nicky Knockers.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
Nicky Knockers, everybody.
Oh, that's great.
No bra can hold her.
Oh, boy.
This bra is so tight that I get bad lines from it, but it has to be tight.
It has to be tight?
Yeah.
That's essential?
Keeps them up there.
For up-and-coming knockers people, that's the advice you would give
them. Oh.
Has to be. Oh, my
tight
God.
Tight bra.
Wow. Oh, is man. Is there discomfort involved in that? Are you in any pain whatsoever?
Actually, you know what?
I'm in a little pain right now.
I always ask if it's, you know, the back, but it's the neck.
The neck hurts.
Yeah.
So you like to sit down a lot as opposed to walking
or
around.
Or lay down.
Lay down, yeah.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Actually, no, not right now. I've got two cats, though. So
really?
A lot of guys don't like cats, so.
Oh, man, so you have no boyfriend, and so you're fresh out of this relationship then,
yes.
right? Oh, okay.
With Mr. Knockers.
Yes.
Well, you think there's another Mr. Knockers around the corner?
I don't know. I'm not going to jump into anything, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Would be great being Mr. Knockers. You know, cats love milk.
Yes, they do.
Can't imagine
they
that.
Like to knead on soft things with their little paws.
Man, I will tell you that we were not disappointed in Nicky Knockers. My goodness.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, boy, Nicky Knockers.
What a day.
So what does your mommy think of this?
Actually, you know what? My mother died when I was five, and so I have a stepmother, and I don't really care what she thinks.
You weren't raised by bikers or anything like that, were you?
No.
Okay,
no,
I was checking.
How about your dad? Is your dad still around?
Yeah, he's a veterinarian, and...
We're taking your cat to Dr. Knockers today.
Yeah. He's a vet. Did you ever have any desire to be a vet?
Actually, I did.
You did, really?
Yeah,
really?
I watch Animal Planet all the time. I love that stuff.
That's wonderful.
But,
she has a cute face, too. I want all the guys to see her.
Oh, she's a hottie. She is a hottie with big knockers.
Like a cover girl model type face. Yeah. And huge knockers.
Uh-huh. It's incredible. You must just wow them on the circuit. How many dates do you do a year?
I've only had 2 weeks off this year.
Wow.
That's
a lot of traveling.
Mm-hmm. All right, and just to keep the guys happy who may be coming to see you tonight.
Yes.
Has it ever happened that during a show you've made eye contact with a fellow sitting in the audience and you thought, after the show I have to hook up with him to find out more about him? I know the answer is no, but I'm giving you the chance to say yes.
Of course.
Of course.
You never know.
Of course.
Heart, you know.
I know that there are, you know, so you're telling the guys there is a chance. Sure. All right.
Guys in sweatpants.
Bring chocolate.
Guys in sweatpants eating grilled cheese sandwiches. You like chocolate?
Are you a chocolate lover?
I like milk chocolate.
You ever been in the strip clubs where they serve food? That to me is something I can't figure out. If a guy wants to have a good a steak and cheese, you know, you go somewhere else, right? You don't go to a nudie bar to have a sandwich, right?
I know, but you know what?
What?
At the Crystal City restaurant. Yay!
There you go.
They mainly serve food.
Right.
And they got good food.
Good food?
Yeah, I had tuna for lunch.
Are you ever performing?
No surprise.
Are you ever performing and you're doing your act, you got your poodle skirt on, your pasties at the ready, and some guy is just paying all his attention to some T-bone he's got in front of him, and does that ever tick you off?
What's the worst thing
you've ever done to a guy when you've been on stage?
Well,
come on, tell the truth.
Atomic wedgies. I've whipped them.
Atomic wedgies?
Oh, yeah. I ripped the whole waistband off.
Of your underpants?
Of theirs.
You mean you pull them up and you give them wedgies?
And you put a little serration with your teeth, and they just rip, and it comes off, and then you make a really nice headband.
How do you get a guy up there to give him an atomic wedgie? Does he think he's going to come up and be part of the show? Or?
Well, first of all, they don't know what you're doing.
Right.
And they think, you know? And then all of a sudden, it's like, there goes the underwear.
You ever done that with a guy and he's had underpants that have been worn?
I tell you what, you know what? This is so funny.
What, Nicky Knockers?
It happened in New York City.
New York City!
This guy.
That's
I
Rob.
Tell you
Did you
what?
Say hi to Rob, Nicky? He's
Hello.
In the back of the room. That's Rob back there. Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Very good.
He's a fan of Knockers, also.
Yes, he
likes.
Yeah. You know, when you said that there is a chance for all these guys coming to show, Rob was very excited.
He goes, I'm coming to your 6:30 show tonight.
So, what happened in New York with the guy's underpants?
So, I was doing a duo show with a girlfriend of mine, and we got this guy up there. We ripped his underwear off, and I usually rip the waistband. She ripped the other half off, and we were like, oh, my God. She wound it up and shoved it in his mouth.
Shoved it in his mouth.
Oh, man.
Hey, a beautiful story.
I'm sure he was thrilled. That was a wonderful evening for him.
And Nicky Knockers, where do you live?
I live in Florida now.
Where down in Florida?
On the west side, right by Clearwater.
Do you have a house where, like, you go out into the backyard and tan or anything like that?
Yes.
And do you tan in the all together when you go out there?
Actually, you know what? I wear a bikini.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Why? Neighbors love that.
A thong bikini.
Do you really?
What about your knockers?
Well, you know what? I'm scared because I haven't seen the sun in a while.
Yeah. They might blow up or something? Or?
No, they might burn the boobs.
Oh, burn the boobs. Oh, I gotcha.
Don't want to burn the trophies, though.
Don't want to burn the boobies.
Are they real hard feeling? No, I guess not.
No, they're
like marshmallows.
No, they look good.
Boing, boing, boing.
I love them. You've got a great relationship with them, don't you?
It's like having twins.
Nicky Knockers, everybody. Nicky, where are you going to be tonight again?
At the wonderful Crystal City Restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Downtown Crystal City.
Right, guys. Go get yourself a nice grilled cheese sandwich and look at Nicky Knockers.
That's
right.
Or tuna.
But pay attention. You know, don't drift off and, like, pay more attention to your food. Or she'll stuff your underwear in your mouth.
Thank you, Nicky Knockers.
Nicky Knockers, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Nicky.
Yeah. No Nicky Knocker.
Thanks so much. And Rob will show you out. Rob is going to...
Thank you very much.
Rob,
thank you, Nicky Knocker.
You could be more polite, Rob, and like come down and take
your
hand.
Thank you. Here's some pictures of Nicky Knocker's.
That was a wonderful, wonderful treat.
Mm-hmm. Good appearance.
Thank you.
Good appearance.
And you get stared at a lot, I'm sure. You know, and pardon us if we stare at you as you're walking out of here.
Nicky Knocker's. Mm-hmm. 9 pounds each. Here's a picture of her backing up against a chair, Mike, holding 18 pounds of knockers.
Very pretty lady.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
My lady.
Bye, Nikki.
Here she goes. Miss Nikki Knockers.
There she is. On our show. We had Nikki Knockers on the show.
Live.
Yeah. She was prettier than I expected.
She's got some big boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the cow sound effect? I kept waiting for that.
Was Rob distracted?
Yeah, Rob was in a dream world. When she took her top off, forget about it.
We were all a little taken aback.
A little bit, but as usual, you know. Staff pharmacist, Professor Burbank over there.
Yeah.
You know, he got the treatment. He got the special treatment.
You're going to have these glasses adjusted now. Nikki Knockers.
She put Buzz's glasses on one of her breasts.
That was the trick.
You know, one of them, she used like the nipple as the place where the nose goes. Mm-hmm. And Buzz's glasses were not big enough to get around.
You know, the last time we had a woman with those kind of breasts on the show, I think it was Morgana, the kissing bandit, who was, I know, let's be honest, was about 70 years old.
Yeah, she's an old hag.
It was very nice to see a younger woman.
Yeah. Here you go, guys. Got milk?
Oh, wait! It's spilling over the glass!
Here you go, Nikki Knockers, everybody.
Very nice.
Now, the question is, where will there be...
Mm-hmm.
A gal in today's strip trivia.
That's right.
That's equally as a knockout as Nikki Knockers.
I know this will probably intimidate the female contestants we have today, but nonetheless, we will persevere.
Now, we need Charlie Broyhill here. Oh, and here he is right now. Hey, Radar. Radar Broyhill.
Hi.
That's kooky when I think about you and just walk in the room. Yeah. What's our lineup like today for the game?
Well, there was another woman who dropped out.
Oh crap.
It was the one I told you I didn't trust from earlier this morning who gave me bogus phone numbers. There are 5 women and 8 guys. 6, 7 guys.
That's too many guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Too many guys. We never have more men than women.
That's
no?
too many guys. What that means is we got to go 5 and 5, which means the last 3 guys that called in, they all get the wonderful prize packages.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And then we'll tell them thanks, but... There's no way that I want 8 naked guys in here and only 5 naked girls.
No way!
Right?
No way.
All right, well, get them ready.
Okay.
And bring them in. And here's a guy from Tampa, Clearwater, Florida, who says Nikki Knockers bought furniture from him.
Hey, cool.
Hello.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I work at a furniture store down in here.
Yeah?
She's coming to our store. It was about 6 or 7 months ago. Of course, her name isn't Nikki Knockers.
Really?
Well, it's a different last name. Huh?
No kidding.
Yeah, wow.
And, boy, that's tough. Figure that out. How do you figure that?
Wild.
And I tell you, have you ever seen her?
We just looked at her.
She was just on the show.
We just had her on the show. She just took her shirt off.
Oh, my God.
Are you listening to the show?
Huh? Yes,
oh,
I am.
Oh, God. Forget about it.
Not listening to that conversation.
Hello, Donald Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, yes. I sold a car to Nikki Knockers. That is not her real name. Have you seen her?
Hello. Hello, Donald Mike.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I mean, don't you have to scream? You're on the air.
Oh, sorry, man. Hey, I saw Nikki Knockers in Wichita the day of the big tornado that blew through and knocked down Andover.
It blowed through.
I'll tell you one thing. If there's a tornado when she's around, you just find shelter under her knockers.
All right, now we had a guy from Florida call. That guy was from Wichita. Here's a guy from Iowa who also claims he knows Nikki Knockers.
Yeah, she does the country.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Doing great. You know Nikki Knockers?
Well, I know a guy named Doug Schultz. Doug Stoltz. Doug Stoltz, I mean.
Who's that? Turn down your radio, please.
Turn it down.
It's way too loud.
How's that?
Okay. I think it's pretty obvious. All the men that have come in contact with Nikki Knockers, their brains have been totally scrambled. I think that's...
it's Doug Stoltz from Remsen, Iowa. It's a small town northwest of Sioux City.
Yes, and?
Well, we just wondering if she remembered the town.
What? Do you know Nikki Knockers?
I do not know her personally, no.
Well, why are you calling?
Just wondering if she still remembers. This is a small town about 1,000 people.
Hold on. Why would she remember you?
I have no idea. We like to party here.
Wait a minute. Has she been to your town?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say that?
Well, she has been here, yeah.
All right, now on the screen, now on the computer screen, it says that this guy knows Nikki Knocker's ex-husband. Is that true?
Yeah, Doug. Stoth.
Why didn't you tell us that that was her ex-husband?
Well, I did.
No, you didn't. I swear to God you didn't.
No, you
didn't. I'm sorry.
And have you seen her perform?
Just in the movies.
Oh, she's in the movies. We didn't even ask her about that.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Just on print. I shouldn't even say just on print and stuff.
What?
Just on print.
Just in on print?
Magazine.
What does that mean?
In magazine.
She's been in magazines?
In magazine.
Well, why'd you say in the movies? Or in film?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Okay. Are you okay?
Hello, Mr. Clean.
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine.
You don't sound quite right.
Oh, that's just the town that I'm in.
Oh, I don't think so. So you know Nikki Knocker's ex-husband?
I know her ex-husband.
Right, and did her knockers ruin the marriage?
I couldn't tell you.
But
I don't know.
Did he ever talk about his relationship with Nikki?
No, not a whole lot.
Right, then why are you calling us?
I told you before, I just wondered if she remembered the town of Remsen, Iowa.
Well, you're listening to our show now, right?
Yeah.
And you know she's gone, right?
Yeah, we couldn't get through before.
Yeah.
Right, okay, thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
God, from the glue factory.
Cancel my next vacation to Remsen, Iowa. I was going to go there for the 4th of July, too. Yeah.
She's on the film.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Mr. Clean.
Wow.
Hello. You know, it could have been. I can see why the call was put through.
Right.
Had the possibility. Guy calls up and says, hey, I know Nikki Knocker's ex-husband.
It would have been a great call if it wasn't the Mr. Clean.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hey, man, how do I get one of those pictures?
One of what pictures?
The Knocker's lady.
I would assume that when she comes to your town, you go to whatever night spot is having her perform and you get a picture.
Right.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on.
How horny are you? Come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I saw Nikki Knocker's, and her bush is no bueno.
All right.
Oh, okay. Dear.
All right. Well, that'll end our call-in segment on the Nikki Knocker show.
This is the Don and Mike show.
I'll tell you, it'll take more than a 5-13 or 5-14 to destroy the makeup of this club. I guarantee you that. There's some pros out there that want to play this game. But you're stuck in a stigma of the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Cardinals and all that cheap. All these editorials about Say and the Phillyitis and all that shit. It's sickening. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's a disheartening situation we're in right now. Anybody that was associated with a Cub organization 4 or 5 years ago that came back and sees the multitude of progress that's been made will understand that if they're baseball people, then 5-14 doesn't negate all that work. You've got 143 games left. What I'm trying to say is don't rip them guys out there. Rip me. You want to rip somebody, rip my but don't rip them guys because they're giving everything they can give. And right now they're trying to do more than God gave them, and that's why we make the simple mistakes. That's exactly why. But once we hit that groove, it'll flow. And it will flow. The talent's there. I don't know how to make it any clearer to you. I'm frustrated. I'll guarantee you I'm frustrated. It'd be different if I walked in this room every day at 8:30 and saw a bunch of guys that didn't give a shit. They give a shit, and it's a tough National League East.
The Don and Mike Show.
Becoming a father, huh?
Yeah.
We've been waiting over 3 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How about you?
About a month.
A month, that's all?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality. I guess that greased the wheels a little.
Bill's a plumber.
Hey, my name's Bill, too. Oh, we have a lot in common.
Yeah, sure we do.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike. It'll be money.
I got to tell you, I know that you're really into the power washer.
Yes, I am.
That I got it out today.
I don't have it at my house anymore, but I am into it.
Why?
It's been loaned out. It's been loaned out to the in-laws.
Well, I busted mine today.
You broke it?
No. Yeah.
Might not have been powerful enough for you.
It wouldn't start. What I mean is I pulled on the string. Is that a string like a lawnmower?
Did you put the choke on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I primed it. I pushed a little nipple thing to get the... And I checked the oil.
All right.
And I checked the choke.
Yes.
And I pulled it in and went... Then I did it again. I pulled it again. And then I thought, you know, I must not be pulling it hard enough. And I reached down and pulled and... Pulled the string right out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Matt, did you check and see if it had gas?
Oh, I had just filled it with gas.
I'm just asking. You know, like any mechanic, a mechanic will go right through the simplest things first. I'm not trying to bust your chops here.
I know that it sounds out of character for me.
Yes.
But I read the book.
You read the manual.
I know. Well, no, not really. I read the little sticker that's on the side of it.
How to start it?
Yeah, how to start it. Right. And I did all the stuff. I checked the oil. I pushed the primer.
Did the handle break off, or did you just pull the whole string out of it?
The whole string.
So you pulled it so hard that you dislodged the string from... My God.
Yes, I did.
The force that you must have used.
And, you know, another great moment for me at the hardware store then, when I brought it in, because I guess that they must not have much to do with the hardware store, because I brought it in, and it's... You know, big ass hairy thing, and I go, it doesn't work. I broke it.
Yep.
And he goes, well, what's wrong with it? And then he starts looking at it.
Is yours on wheels?
No. We have to crate it around in a wheelbarrow.
Oh, okay.
Why, was yours on wheels? Show off. So I get it out of the back of the truck, and I bring it in there. I set it down, and he says, well, everything looks good to me. We'll take a look at it. Exactly what happened? And I said, well, I pulled it, and I said, vroom, vroom, didn't do anything. I said, I pulled it, and then I pulled the string out. And then his head goes back, and he laughs like a big Simpsons laugh with all of his teeth. And he says, stay right here for a minute. And he went back, and he got the manager. He said, tell him what you did. And I said, I pulled it hard, and the string came out. And that, I guess, was a first for them.
So they're all enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
They were able to fix it quickly, weren't they?
No. I mean, well, they were busy in there. They said they'd get it done by this weekend.
I would think I think they'd be able to just put that string back in the little doohickey. You think all it is a little knot on the end of that, right?
Yeah, I know. But it's like it's not like a shoelace. I mean, it's
some little piece of rope,
plasticky type of rope thing, right? he says to me,
you want to just get out of there when you go into those hardware stores.
I just wanted to, if I could, I would have just thrown it out the window.
Yeah.
You know, and thrown it into the garage area. Say, fix. No, but I had to stand there and get on all the paperwork and crap like that.
Maybe it's because I worked in a hardware store now. I get great pleasure out of going into the hardware store and asking them for something that I know is extraordinarily difficult, because when I worked in a hardware store, it was the worst job for me in the world, because not only did I not have a math sense, but when they would come into it, they'd say, yeah, I need a 3/8 washer for a double whammy, manga. And I would sit there, and I wouldn't know what the hell they were talking about. And that is, you figure, that's going to be one customer. Everyone on a Saturday that comes into a hardware store has the question.
And that's why I'm intimidated when I go into the hardware store. And there's always some young buck wearing his apron thing in there that wants to follow me around. Mm-hmm. Can I help you with anything? And I never want to say to him, I'm looking for the thingamajig that goes on the whatchamacallit that's about this big that you screw in. So a lot of times I go in, I'm looking for something specifically.
Right.
But because I'm so intimidated, I end up just buying duct tape.
I know.
Right? Then you leave, and I get home, my wife goes, where's the thing? And I go, you go get it.
I fixed it with the duct tape. It'll last for about a half an hour.
Hey, duct tape is an amazing product, man. I can't tell you how often duct tape has saved my life.
Let me tell you something. If duct tape was edible, it would be the greatest product on the earth. It really would.
Duct tape kicks ass.
It sure does.
So let me say that right now. I'm very proud of my allegiance with duct tape.
You can do so many different things with duct tape. You can, a good kidnapping you can do with duct tape. You know, you can fix anything with duct tape.
I'll tell you one thing that is a real, real snafu for me, though, still to this day, kind of hardware related, super glue. Mm-hmm. Reason being, first off, they give you that little pin that you're supposed to use to poke the top. I always squeeze it too hard and get too much super glue, and invariably, once you open the hole there, the glue, after you use it the first time, the glue that's in there, it hardens up, so that you got to go back again with a bigger pin.
Yeah, causing the glue to go everywhere, especially on your fingers.
Right. Oh, you've been there, right. And then to get it off your fingers, they say to use nail polish.
Right, right.
You know, it doesn't smell too good to begin with, and a lot of times the nail polish just won't get the job done.
I'm trying to think whether it was an urban legend or a legitimate call when someone called us and said that an angry woman had super glued the husband's penis to his stomach.
That was ended up being an urban legend. That
right.
She had thought he was screwing around on her, and while he was sleeping,
yes,
she super glued the tip of his penis
to his tummy,
to his belly, so when he got up,
she tried to get him excited, causing him excruciating agony.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, it'll be Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air now?
Right.
Okay. Who am I speaking with, Don?
Why don't you turn your radio down for starters?
It's off.
Mm. Yes.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, on that generator, I hope you took that place to a small engine repair shop. When you pulled the cord out?
Yeah.
Because I used to work at one, and those things are easily fixed, but it does take someone who knows how to get inside that engine.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure these guys know what they're doing. I mean, they had all kinds of stuff when they were there fixing.
Yeah, they had lawnmowers and stuff?
Yes, they had lawnmowers and stuff.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Helper. I appreciate it.
Where the hell do you think he took it, Elizabeth Arden?
Well, he said he just took it to a hardware store. They don't necessarily work on two cycles.
All right, Ellis, I didn't take it like to a hardware store like Hechinger, okay?
Oh, okay?
It was to a hardware store where they have a separate part where you bring, like, busted lawnmowers and stuff.
The local hardware store.
Okay, good. Right. One thing on your duct tape.
Yes.
My ex-wife's grandfather had a 150,000-acre ranch, and he said if you can't fix it with duct tape and baling wire, it's time to buy a new one.
He was a dumb man. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
My husband just got circumcised, and we're going to use duct tape to make sure the skin stays back.
Okay.
Hold it.
Back up here and start this call all over again. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
What? Your husband was just
circumcised. My husband just got
circumcised.
Why? Okay. If your husband just got circumcised,
yes,
there would be no need to have the skin stay back.
Yeah,
and you're saying you're putting duct tape on to keep
it dissolve, and he's always complaining about it, so I thought I'd just use a little duct tape.
Wait, hold it. You are demonstrating lack of knowledge about circumcision here.
I am?
Yes, if you're circumcised.
I'd just like to say I'm no expert on the subject. I recently had to check, and I found out, yes, I am circumcised.
You didn't know you were?
I never knew the difference. I don't look at other guys' wieners.
Right?
Circumcised
is... Yeah, but you must have known the difference between the light bulb and the fire hose growing up.
I mean, I lived a very sheltered life. Remember, my mom and dad called the penis the wet thing, okay? It's not like we had open discussions about such things.
If you are circumcised, everything is out of the way. There's no real need to... There would be no need for duct tape is the point I'm trying to make.
If you have a helmet, you are circumcised.
Which you have, right?
Well, you know, Mike. Yes, I'm circumcised.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so... Yes,
it was a hell of a job, I understand.
They just dissolve now instead of having to be taken out.
So your husband was just circumcised now?
Yes.
Why late in life?
You know, I'm just thinking about something. The whole time we've been working together, I have seen you many times, like, in your underwear.
Yeah.
But I don't think, seriously, in the 13 years we have worked together, that I have ever, even by the most accidental of circumstances, ever seen your wet thing.
Me with you either, Mike.
Right. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Let's keep it that way.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Absolutely. And me, and you too, right, Buzz?
Yeah, that's right. Agreed.
Okay. What are you doing, Buzz? Sound like you were a little off mic. Were you looking at your wet thing?
Yeah, just checking.
Okay, were you leaning over to your spittoon or something while we were asking?
Are you?
Stay on microphone, Burbank.
Are you circumcised, Buzz?
Why, yes, I am.
How about you, Rob? You got to be, right?
Twice.
Rob is circumcised twice.
And, ma'am, now, what do you need the duct tape for?
Well, yeah. Actually, just kidding about the duct tape. Because, you know, he wanted to come in and share with you, you know, your dog is about to get snipped. He said,
yes,
you know, you could put them side by side and do a comparison of all the...
All right, blah, blah, blah. Hello. Don and Mike show.
She was not a doctor.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, please turn that radio down, sir.
Okay, all the way down.
Very good. All the way to the left.
Hey, all the way to the left. Got an excellent analogy for circumcised and uncircumcised.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, uncircumcised is like at the gas station, the rubber tube around the nozzle that holds back when you stick it in the car.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's uncircumcised.
That's very good. That's,
you know,
a wonderful analogy.
It's going to help me to remember.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
thank you.
That's all I got for you guys.
And you know, it, for an uncircumcised gas pump is a pain in the ass.
Hard
absolutely.
To get in there.
Yes.
Hard to keep in there.
And they do that, I guess, what is it, for emissions requirements or something?
Screw the environment.
Make it easy to get our gas. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing, buds? Love the show.
Thanks.
Hey, just here's a true fact. My dermatologist, my doctor, recommends duct tape for I have plantar warts. Recommends them for keeping the medicine on. It supposedly creates like the best airtight seal you can find. I mean,
where do you have the plantar warts?
My hands, my fingers, my big toe, and my left foot.
Why do they call them planters warts?
I don't know. I don't plant for a living. I don't know.
I mean, is it anything related to the peanut?
No, it has to they're tasty. They're crunchy.
It has to do with what, Buzz?
You say they're tasty and crunchy, sir?
Yeah.
Do you eat your warts?
I do bite at them, yeah.
Man.
Oh.
Mixed nuts.
Well, no, it's like an inside-out wart, if you've ever seen one. It doesn't stick out like a big, knobby, ugly thing. It's just kind of a... It goes inside. It's like a big, nasty callus.
The word is a reference to the feet, and it's spelled T-A-R instead of T-E-R. So plantar's warts.
Yeah,
right.
Plantar's.
Plantar's.
Supposedly on the palm, they're called palmar's warts, but it's the same thing, and I've got them in both places.
Palmar's?
You can't eat just one.
Yummy.
Palmar's warts.
Thank you. Hello.
My palm.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You it's know the old
palmar's
warts.
I'm very, very sick about my palmar's warts.
Hello, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Well, I was just saying hello to you guys, and I'm glad to hear that Buzz is feeling so much better.
Yes.
And I was calling with...
Hey, not so good he's not in here yet, okay? Let's slow down on those congratulatory calls until he's actually back here in the studio.
Yeah, I'd like to point out the last time we talked to him, he had his head under his mattress or something.
Yeah, Pam, go
calling
ahead.
Calling with a beauty tip.
Yes.
For you, Dawn. Go, the next time you need that super glue... Go to the women's section of any store, your, like, Bond's drugstore, and then get the nail glue. It's cheap, and they have special little tips that you put on that make
it... You mean the stuff that girls used to put their Lee press-on nails with?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not very expensive, and it has special little tips, and you cut little bits of it off, and it comes out very tiny.
Is it as adhesive as super glue?
You better believe it.
Can you have a construction worker, be suspended by his helmet?
I mean,
you want to talk about a good ad agency. Who does not identify super glue or crazy glue with that guy hanging from the girder?
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Baldy.
Yeah, I was wondering why a flea always calls you boo-boo.
I don't know. Because,
Yogi Bear?
No, I guess because being polite to call me dumbass. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I need a sissy transformation.
You need a sissy transformation?
I'm terribly in need of a sissy transformation as soon as possible, please.
Well, you sound like plenty of a sissy already.
Oh, how dare you. No more anteater tonight.
I don't even know what that guy was talking about.
I'm not an anteater, which
gay gang code. Imagine that.
All those lethal gay gangs out on the streets.
Stop right there.
Hey, give me a dollar.
We're the Moes.
I'd sure like to wear those tennis shoes.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Give me your jacket.
Are those Vans? We're with the Moes.
Hello. Where are you going? Not so fast. We need to speak with you about what you're wearing.
Don Mike Show.
Your clothing.
Hello.
I'm very, very sick.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I'm very, very sick.
My nails grow.
My fingernails grow.
All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
Hello?
God damn it.
Nope.
Don and Mike Show.
Nope. That's Dude Walker, not Major Bill Smith.
No, he missed it there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I had a question for you.
Yes.
I'm very, very sick.
Yes, sir.
You great scary Kathleen.
What?
How would you rate Scary Kathleen?
Come on, please.
Ancient history.
Don and Mike Show, lower than Reno.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
Is it possible I can talk to Don and Mike?
Only if you promise to turn your radio down.
Of course I will.
How long is it going to take you to turn down your radio? Are you working in a store or something?
Yeah.
Where are you working?
In Marshall, Virginia.
What store are you at?
Glasscock.
Glasscock. Glasscock.
I swear to God, it's an Irish. Oh, two packs of cigarettes. That's what you're looking for. I'm sorry.
You're lying.
I swear to God, it's an Irish name. They're from Scotland.
What kind of a store is
It's a grocery store.
I think I've been in this grocery store.
No. We have a little brown box where you slide it back and the mouse comes out.
Boy, I'm not sure. I think that was the previous caller. I think that was part of the gang.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Now listen, if you don't make the mouth come out, we're going to beat you silly.
We'll meet at the glass cock.
Go mouth!
And if we really like you, the mouth will come out of his house.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, my wife used Elite press-on nails, and I got mad at the bottle one day and threw it in the garbage.
You got mad at the bottle?
Yeah, because it wasn't working right. It glued my fingers together.
Yeah.
I threw it in the garbage. It hit a can, and it squirted in my eyeball.
Oh, God.
I spent that evening. I was on my way to see Chicago, a concert, and I spent that evening in the emergency room getting my eye undone.
Yeah, did it glue your eye shut?
It glued my eye shut, yeah. I didn't see for about a week.
Man, that was tough, especially since you're the Cinderella boy.
Hello. On a mic show.
Hello, Mrs. Craig. I seem to have gotten your press-on glue in my eye.
Hello.
Yes, can I speak with Donna Mike?
Yes, you're on the air.
I am on the air.
Right.
Yes, now that we've established that fact.
Well, I know you're not gay, but if you were, would you find me attractive?
What are you doing? Well, how did you get your voice to do that?
That's a tape, isn't it?
Are you
I just want to be loved. Is that so wrong?
He's doing a Harvey Fierstein thing.
Is that a tape, or you're talking to us?
This is my own voice.
So you just went into... Well, talk in your real voice now.
Okay.
All right, so you're doing a Harvey Fierstein.
Why the elaborate setup?
Very good.
Why the elaborate setup for that?
Just wanted to make sure I was on the air.
Right, okay.
Okay, well, it was a fine impression, but you're not normal.
Thanks.
All right, see you later. He says thanks. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Baldy.
I was wondering if the hand signal for the gay gang would be like a limp wrist bended forward.
Yeah.
Hello. Give me your clothes.
I believe you're on my turf.
You're in so much trouble. You're in so much trouble. You're walking on our sidewalk.
Listen, Buster. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I've got a word for you for someone who's uncircumcised, so you can keep track of which one is which.
Thank you, sir.
You know, for my money, the circumcision humor is still darn funny.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, we got to stop taking these calls. Hello.
Hi, I just want to tell the health district down in Las Vegas to F themselves.
No, hold on. Slow down there, honey. Who do you want to say to F themselves?
The health district.
The house district? Why is
the
that?
The health.
Health?
Health? Okay.
Yes.
Why the health district in Las Vegas?
Because I got my TB shot today. Not today. I got it like 2 days ago.
Your TB, like tuberculosis
yes,
shot?
Yes, I got it 2 days ago and I was supposed to go back today
to
see if anything was wrong with it.
Yeah, because I guess they prick you or something, and then if it bubbles up into a rash, you've got TB.
There's no rash. It is clear as my skin.
Good.
There's no bubble, and they said I have TB.
They said you have TB?
Yes.
Well, I mean, how did they determine that?
By feeling something on my arm, but I didn't feel nothing.
Okay, hold on. You can't say the S word. Let me see if I can dissect this call.
Okay.
You're mad at them because you went to have a test for TB.
Yes.
It came out positive.
You have TB, so why are you mad at them?
No, I do not have TB.
Well, what do you mean you don't
they
have
to? They have to first go through x-rays and...
Well, wait a minute. What if?
But they're telling me right away I have TB.
But what if it turns out after you get all these opinions that you do have TB, then wouldn't you want to thank them for diagnosing it early?
No, because I don't have it, because I'm not vomiting blood. I'm not losing weight or anything like that. That's totally phony.
TB or not TB? That is the question.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, we're taking a nice long drive down Denial Avenue.
Yes, we are. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye. Listen, please, no more medical calls, okay, everybody?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, we're back with our guest DJs, Beavis and Butthead. So, dudes, how about some music that kicks ass?
Cool.
You said ass.
Kick ass. Yeah.
You wouldn't expect anything less from the Tri-County region's ass-kickingest radio station.
Ass. Yeah.
But before we get to the ass-kicking, Butthead, why don't you tell the folks about our next head-banging contest?
The teeth. Cooler
10th caller.
Gets a free tattoo on his butt.
The Don and Mike Show.
You guys,
She took the most amazing poop this morning.
Who, Lisa?
It was just so perfectly formed, so healthy and compact. Like a regular adult poop, it made me so happy.
How's your taint? The Don and Mike Show.
All right, are you ready for some fun?
Oh, my God, I don't know. You know, I always get excited. I've been thinking, ever since they brought the VCR in here, I've been jacked to see it, but I know how I'm going to feel in like 5 seconds. I'm going to feel sick to my stomach.
That's what we're counting on. Robbie, would you dim the lights, please?
And you're going to go, yeah, yeah, and I'm going to be over here getting ready to puke, but we're both staring at it, folks.
Okay, today's video.
Look at me pulling up a chair a little closer.
Today's video is not banned from television. This is Banned in America, one of those tapes that they advertise on TV.
All right.
And we're going to watch it now. We've heard that there's some good stuff. Here's the there's the French shot, Banned in America. Here we go. Enjoy today's movie. Warning, what you are about to witness will shock you. I'm going to fast forward past this.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. La, la, la. There it goes. Oh, hey, hold on.
As a distraught man dying of AIDS decides to take a stand against HMOs and medical mistreatment.
Okay, let me pause it here. Mike, I believe this is the fella that blew his brains out recently on the L.A. freeway.
In L.A.?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is what they didn't want you to see, right?
This
is when he lit the car on fire?
I think so. He's in a pickup truck, sitting on the side of the freeway, and there it goes. Firebomb.
Okay, now, he's not in there now?
In the cab of a car? Oh, yeah, here he comes.
He had planned to die in his truck, along with his dog. But that plan backfired.
He was on fire there, but he ran out of his car. He made
this
it.
This is what you saw live, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, correct. And then later, all the LA TV stations
apologizing
for running this. See, there he is sitting in his truck. It's an instant replay now. Great music to watch a guy catch himself on fire with.
Hey, so far compared to the other one. Oh, there it is. There's the truck catching on fire.
So far, the other one's a lot better. All right, hold on. Let's fast forward a little bit. La, 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 la. There he is laying on the ground with his pants off because his pants were on fire.
Right.
If I'm the cops right now, I'd just shoot this guy. Say, what's the point? Oh, no, he's going to jump off the bridge. Hold on a second.
Is that what he did?
No. Oh, come on. Just running around now. He goes back to his car with his gun, and now they're going to shoot him. Now they're going to shoot him when he pulls out the gun.
Oh, oh
there
man.
It was. Okay.
And you saw that.
I saw that
live.
Right. Okay, watch it again. Here we go. This is the guy. He's got his car out. He's got the gun out of the car. Picks up the gun, and the cops blow his head off.
Well, the cops didn't do that. He did that to himself.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. What did I say? The cops?
So you, I remember when you came in when you had actually, and then they spent the rest of the day apologizing.
Right. Okay, watch it again. Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I say the cops did that? No,
he does that to himself.
He's setting the gun up right there to shoot himself.
Whoa.
Blew the top of his head clean off.
No wonder they were apologizing about that. Man.
I apologize.
No wonder.
There's some great ratings there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a trail of blood.
Okay.
They could use some better narration on this, though. I'm fast-forwarding now, going to the next exciting piece of tape. Oh, that's still the guy's
same thing. Oh, they get a lot of mileage out of this one.
They did have the nice shot of the guy blowing his head off, though. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Rewind. Let me rewind. Do-do-do-do-do. This looks like a hostage situation.
Yeah. As a negotiator flees with the crazed gunman, a sharpshooter lines up and takes.
Hey, Mike, hold on a second. Hold on a second. The guy that brought us the tape is on the phone, and he wants to walk us through it.
Okay.
Remember Luigi?
Yeah.
Hey, Luigi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I would appreciate it if you'd walk us through this tape.
Okay, this hostage situation right now, if you forward up, the guy's going to be smiling a little bit. As soon as you see these guys in a car, actually a police car actually moving,
yeah,
stop it right there and play right there, because that's when they shoot him.
Oh, my God.
All right, okay. All right, good. Here we go.
All right, he's fast-forwarding it.
All right. He's still got the gun around this lady's head. Now, there's the SWAT guys, right?
Guys in the black.
What, Luigi?
Guys in the black.
Yeah, guys in black SWAT suits.
About five seconds, 10 seconds after that.
Okay, here we go.
You're going to shoot him in the head?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now they show the car again.
You sure do have to wait a long time for this.
Oh!
Hey, who wants to see it again?
No, they show it in super slow-mo.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Well, wait when they put him in the ambulance, you can see his face hanging off.
All right, hold on. Hey, you're right, Luigi. All right, here it is in slow motion.
Oh, they got him. They saved her, though.
Hey, where'd you get this tape, Luigi?
Just at a video store up in Herndon.
Oh. Boom. What's next?
I can't remember yet. Tell me what's next. I'll tell you whether it's good or not.
All right. All right, hold on. Let me fast forward here. And the next one is, looks like a high-speed chase.
They show that all the time on America's, you know.
Police chases?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
Someone where he crashes into the Jeep and pretty massive wreck, and the Jeep's pretty tore up.
Oh,
the next
all right.
couple of scenes after that, they're just going to show like a lot of dead people from drunk driving in their cars.
All right, I'm going to fast forward past all that.
Yeah.
What's the highlight of this tape, Luigi?
The most there's two highlights. One, the guy that jumps from about 15 stories up and takes a nice bounce once he hits the concrete.
Uh-huh. I'd like to see that.
Also, the guy with the big, big testicles.
Oh, God. Yeah, that I really want to see.
You were right about the narration. It's really stupid because this guy has, you know, the largest testicles.
Is this the same people who made the band from TV? Is it the same kind of people?
I have no idea. It's just some things are really cheesy. Like he goes, "I bet you that drives this guy nuts."
All right, with his testicles and all. I got it. All right, now we're looking at footage of people who were killed in a car crash. Or just.
Past that.
Yeah, I'm fast-forwarding. Our fast-forward moves kind of slow.
Mike, you will definitely, if you lose your lunch, you'll definitely do it when you see the African getting his... His feet. And
all right, this looks like an execution now. Should we watch this, the execution?
Well, that's smuggled out of Iraq, and there's a better execution up ahead.
Better,
thank you.
A better execution.
Our tour guide, Luigi, walking us through the tape of Band in America. Excuse me.
So,
we're just fast-forwarding now through the Iranian...
Iraq.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm saying difference. Same thing. Whatever. You know. What are they doing there?
In America, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, what am I fast-forwarding past, Luigi?
They were Kurdish rebels captured by the Iraqis.
All right, now it looks like
committing suicide.
A bunch of cops who are trying to get a guy not to commit suicide.
Is there one guy and two cops?
Yes,
him?
Yeah, what's yes.
Oh, they take him out.
They shoot him?
Yeah, he makes a move for a gun.
Okay, hold on, here it is.
Gets his death wish.
That wasn't that great.
No, but the funny thing about that was that cop that ran up to him almost got shot. You can see him jumping around the bullet.
Oh, I did see the cop jump.
So what, he was trying, he had a gun there and he reached for it to go for them?
Yeah, well, I guess, and they shot him.
Now, what is this? This looks like in the middle of a soccer field?
Oh, that's nothing. Four past that, it's just a bunch of guys trying to... That guy was actually stabbed and beat a couple times.
There's some big fat guy running across the middle of a soccer field, and like a million guys are chasing him.
I think what's coming up next is good.
Oh, all right. Okay. Boy, I'm glad you're on the line, Lily.
It's like somebody's in a living room.
Wait till you see the homemade video of the two ladies fighting at a picnic, and also one lady just drops her clothing.
All right, hold on.
Instead, this is their punishment.
Oh, is this the guy that's punished for stealing?
Is it like a black... Is it...
Yeah, it's a couple of black guys.
It gives a whole new meaning to the term five-finger discount.
Oh! Oh, they just cut off that guy's hand!
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute, hold on. Hold on, I gotta pause it for a minute.
I told you that was so nasty.
This is a guy that was shoplifting, they cut off his hand in the public square.
Oh, my God.
All right, let me rewind it.
And look how easily his hands come off.
Yeah, let me see it again. Okay, hold on, wait a minute. All right, let's watch it. Here we go. And roll.
It gives a whole new meaning to the term five-finger discount.
That almost looks fake.
Yeah, it really does.
How come no blood and stuff was shooting out of his arm there?
I don't know, but that...
Now, what are they doing to this guy on the ground?
Cutting off his foot and his hand.
Uh-oh, wait. I just cut a guy's hand off.
Oh, my God. And his foot.
What if you're calling for adultery?
I hate to see what they cut off then. Oh, my God.
All right, Luigi, what's next?
You should be coming up. The scrotum guy, actually, if you come to these guys, just like Indians or whatever, that are smoking some pumpkin.
Oh, we've seen this one before.
This South
these are guys throwing firebombs off the top of the building.
That's the one we saw in the last take.
Korean?
Yeah.
Wait till you see this guy get sprayed with
the guy catches
Oh, we've
fire.
Seen we this one before. All right, let me pause this for a second. Luigi?
Yes.
We're going to do a break. What will you be walking us through in our next segment?
The guy jumping from 15 stories up. The large testicled man.
Good, and these are all worth our viewing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Luigi.
Luigi.
Luigi, our tour guide. Hold on, please, and we'll be right back to finish watching this great movie. We are watching Band in America, which is another one of these tapes that they sell on TV with stuff that the news won't show.
Yes, too hot for TV.
And we were just fast-forwarding through some of the stuff we'd watched, and we came upon a scene that we couldn't figure out.
Yep.
It was a guy standing in the middle of a big street, and he's lined up a bunch of empty beer boxes.
Yeah, and he's pouring gasoline on all of them, and his buddy's going, hey, holy S, holy S.
He's doused it with gasoline. He sets it on fire. And then Charles Broyhill comes in and says, ooh, street luging.
And that's what this guy apparently is doing. All of a sudden, Charles Broyhill became the expert analyst on this because he was saying, he's street luging and he's not going to be able to go fast enough to get under the burning boxes. All of a sudden, he demonstrated this ability to explain everything.
Who knew? And that's where I stopped the tape. So we're going to watch the guy now. Luigi, did Charles Broyhill have that right? Is that a guy street luging and he's going to go through a wall of fire?
No, if you look at it closely, he's on like a little kiddie car, and he goes really slow, and the point of this is that people are actually really stupid and try stupid things and can get hurt.
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay. Well,
okay,
let's
here
watch.
We go.
Here we go.
All right. Back to the movie. I would say...
Clear the boxes.
I watch out for the language on this
one. All right.
All right. The guy went through the wall of fire.
Is that it?
Yeah. He caught himself on fire, and they're putting him out now. Luigi?
Yes.
Luigi, we're running out of time.
Yes. I've seen that one before. That's the guy that leans over the bomb.
Oh, and gets blown up?
Yeah, he survived that incident.
Or just a little bit real quickly, I think, comes the fire scenes where the guy actually jumps 15 stories.
All right, hold on. There it is. That's it. There he goes.
No, not the older one.
All right, that's...
Okay.
You're right. That's some old newsreel footage of a guy jumping from a building that's on fire.
Third one. We'll do it.
Third one, okay.
We'll do it super slow-mo for you.
Look at that guy. All right, this is the one you're talking about, Luigi. There's a building on... Is the building on fire? Is that why the guy's jumping?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Is that
man.
Where the guy bounced a couple of times?
Yeah, he bounced. He bounced on that.
All right. Good.
All right, here comes the slow motion.
His legs just flip up and go the other way.
It's the building on fire. The guy's jumping out from the 15th floor.
And frankly, many Americans are frightened at the direction we're taking.
And here he comes. And there he... Wow.
Oh, boy.
You gotta give him an A for effort, though. I mean, he stayed, you know, pretty much straight up all the way down.
Yeah, he did a good job on that, the guy jumping out of the building.
We congratulate him on that.
Now, what is this? Is they going to hang some guy?
This poor very fellow boring. Has no choice
the
but to hang around.
At the very end of the clip, they actually like start tugging him downward a little bit just to make sure he's like really nice and hung.
He's well hung. Well hung. All right, now, where is this from? This looks like it's from the Middle East also. Watching, obviously, some TV news footage that never made it on our networks of a guy being hung.
You can see a lot of people taking pictures, so it's obviously a big deal.
Yeah.
You can fast forward through all that, though.
Yeah, I will. All right. Hey, just bring me up to the big testicle. Where's that?
It should be coming right up.
Okay. Next?
Not sure if it's next, but...
Oh, hey, hold on a second. Here's something pretty interesting. Let me stop this for just a second.
Yeah.
Channel 7 just called us.
Right.
And they wanted to let us know the ratings yesterday when we were on their news show.
Sure.
They kicked ass.
Yeah!
They were number one. Their 5 o'clock news yesterday was number one.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They have a 7.1, Channel 9 had a 5.8, and Channel 4 had a 5.0.
Oh, that is great news.
And look at this. They chart the hour. At 5 o'clock when their news started, it was a 7.1.
Right.
5:15, it was a 6.8.
Right.
Then at 5:30 when we were on the news,
yeah,
it went up to a 7.6 share.
Yay! Hey, that's great.
For Channel 7.
Oh, that's the magic of the Don and Mike show right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, good for them.
Good. I'm glad they got some ratings out of it. Now on to the testicles.
Yeah. Okay. This is still the guy being hung.
Gangs wreak havoc and violence all over the world, killing over drugs, money, territory.
This looks like a car wreck or something, Luigi.
Or like a drive-by shooting or something like that.
Oh, yeah, shotgun.
Yeah, right. Ford, because that's just a bunch of drug dealers dead. Who cares?
All right.
Now, I hope we get the good stuff pretty soon here.
When do we get the testicles?
Right now, we're still watching drug dealers who are killed. Now it's a convenience store.
Keep going. That's just a bunch of people that were shot in robberies.
Okay.
I guess it should be.
Boy, I'm glad you watched this in advance so that you can walk us through all this.
Going through all the stuff we don't want to see.
Okay. And now there's more guys in body bags. What are these guys, all drug dealers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Hey, people are bloody when they're shot, aren't they?
Shooting will do that.
Bloody! All right, now what is this?
Is this the we're looking at tribesmen?
Oh, these guys are just getting really high.
They're getting high?
And where can I get some?
What are these guys doing?
Who knows? Smoking something.
That guy does look like he's a...
These are like guys, these look like cavemen. And they're taking some kind of sticks that are on fire and shoving them up their noses.
Oh, and then they spit it out. Then they spit... They're taking some kind of liquid into there.
Who wants to see that? Why is that on a tape with guys being shot and stuff?
I tell you, I hope they're not sharing that pipe.
Hey, Don.
Yes, sir.
Remember a couple years back when that politician called that news conference and then shot himself in front of
Yeah, we've seen that right. before.
Is that on here, too?
Yeah, that's on there, too.
All right, well, I'm going to go past all these natives getting high. And there's lots of footage of the natives getting high. All right, now wait, what
now,
is this?
Now, here's a guy who's had way too much corn squeezing. And now his friends are having some fun at his expense.
All right, this is a guy who's had too much to drink. Is that what
they're doing? Spray painting this guy?
Yeah, this is really stupid. I mean, talk about friends. They like spray paint his face gold. They light his crotch on fire on the outside of his pants. And then they tape his head up.
Where's the big testicle?
Probably the next scene.
All right, the next thing. All right. Oh, look at the guy just woken up and his crotch is on fire. And they did paint his face gold.
Oh, God.
Hey, he's got some nice friends, doesn't he?
Yeah, he still doesn't seem to like what's going on.
The guy was sleeping on the couch. They painted his face and set his crotch on fire.
And videotaped the whole thing.
That's the same guy. He's still recovering from
that. Yeah, they're giving him a lot of footage.
Oh, and now look, now they're taking some masking tape. Oh, my God. And they're taping his entire head. Well, was this guy drunk, the guy they're doing this to?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, do they take the tape off?
No, they just smack him around a couple times, and then it goes to the next scene.
Are these supposed to be his friends?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. All right, hold on. What is this?
Now, what's the next one? It looks like black and white.
Oh, this is funny. This is the picnic where the two ladies start going at it like on Jerry Springer.
All right, let's watch. Let's watch.
Forward past the first couple, 30 seconds of it.
All right, we'll just watch it. Let's just see what happens.
The big fat lady drop her clothes.
All right, let's watch.
They don't seem to like each other.
A couple of women having a disturbance. Looks like they're in a park or something. There's a guy in between them trying to break them apart. I mean, keep them apart.
Did she just take her top off? She's taking all of her clothes off.
She's taking her clothes off. Why is she taking her clothes off?
No.
She's standing in there naked like she's going to do karate.
And now they're going at it.
You're right. This is just like Jerry Springer. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, my.
All right.
And fast forward past where a second is born.
All right. Boy, I hope we get to that giant testicle soon.
Oh.
Look at the naked lady. Now she's getting in a fight with the guy from the park.
I don't understand why she took her clothes off to get in the fight. I guess she didn't want to ruin her clothes.
She's a big fat lady, too.
Yeah. All right, now we've got something here.
south of the
headless,
border.
Headless bodies?
These drug runners pay the ultimate price for their crimes.
Oh, all right.
Their own heads.
There's just guys who got their heads cut off.
They share, like, the three heads, like, in a pillowcase.
Wow.
Great movie.
Jeez.
Hey, is this better than a band from TV?
I think they're really. I think it's almost a tie.
Right now, no offense, Luigi. I'd have to say I thought Band from TV was a little better.
Yeah, Band from TV was pretty shocking.
A little more action. Although, listen, you can't go wrong seeing three guys laying on the ground that just had their heads cut off.
Yeah.
And there's one of the heads, Mike. And there's, was that another head? What is this?
It's not heads and tails above the other one.
Hey, oh, that's just another guy that got his head cut. How many people get their heads cut off in this video?
Lots.
Oh, now look, now they're moving his head around like it's on a swivel. Ugh.
The next guy they show you is even worse.
Where's the big testicle, though?
It's right in that area.
Keep asking for it. There's another guy laying in the ditch, just got his head cut off. And yeah. We're sitting here watching.
And where's the testicle, Luigi?
It's coming, I swear. Well, I mean...
We really had to wait for a long time.
Okay, hold on.
Is this it?
Oh, my... Oh, okay, I got to back it up. Wait a minute, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Luigi... Hold on. Luigi, give us some background on this. Give us background on this.
Just some African guy who has the own record, the largest case of elephantitis of the scrotum, and...
Oh, my God.
Hey, bring the junkies in and see if they want to see
this. Yeah, have the junkies come in. Everyone should see this.
Elephantitis of the scrotum.
Have them all come in. Come on in, fellas. You got to see this.
You know, I like G. Gordon Liddy to see this, too. He thinks he's got big balls. Take a look at this. Hi, Ab.
All right, get everybody in here.
Come here. You want to see something? Where's all the boys? Oh, Christine, I'm sure this is nothing you haven't seen before, but come on over.
Okay, everybody, get ready for a real treat.
All right, you ready to see the world's biggest ball?
Here, come on. Are the junkies in here now?
Right, oh, they're all here. Hi, boys.
Is everybody here?
Okay. All right, everybody.
Okay, let's go. Here we go.
Take a look at this dude. No, all this is a guy who just got his head cut off.
All right, hold on.
Look at this guy.
No way!
Look at that.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my God. Look at this guy's nut.
Oh, wow.
Man.
That is pretty incredible.
He is actually sitting on his ball as if it were a large beanbag chair.
Has the worst case of elephantitis of the scrotum ever.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Hey, did you hear what he said? What his job was?
What's his job?
He's a bag boy.
Look at he's climbing upstairs, and some guy is standing behind him, having to hold on to his ball.
His ball.
It's huge. It's the biggest. Okay, stop the tape.
Oh my God!
The biggest thing I have.
That is. You know something? That is the highlight. That is a round of applause.
Yes.
That actually took it above the other one.
This guy's ball had to be, what do you think, 100 pounds on that
huge
ball?
It looked, you said, when you said beanbag chair, it looked like an oversized beanbag chair. That's exactly what it looked like.
That's right.
Wow. Man, oh
well,
man.
Well, Luigi, thanks for being our tour guide, and thanks for dropping that tape off today.
Way to go, Luigi.
No problem, guys. I appreciate it.
Wow. We do appreciate it. Hey, Luigi, we'll have some free stuff for you. Hold on a second.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. That was, I've never seen anything like that. That was the highlight of the tape.
The guy's ball was huge.
Wow.
Man, his ball was as big as he was.
Boy, I wish he could share. They could use some of that around
this
here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995.
The plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come
Come on. Come on, come on.
Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up here. Regards, Hank Kingsley. Fax that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. Just so happens I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
The Don and Mike Show.
So, I'm living in my own truth. And the truth is, I am God's child. I am a good person. I'm a generous person. I'm not a perfect person. But I'm a good person.
Ha-ha!
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hey, listen, we have two guys are here for the slap-off.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to the main event.
Here we go. Big slap-off. Well, then maybe I'll stretch this out a little bit. We'll meet the contestants
let's
first.
Get ready to rumble!
Bring them in.
Bring our gladiators.
One at a time, please.
Yeah.
One at a time. We're going to have a slap off for cash here. We want to make sure that our contestants understand we don't want it to get overly physical.
I just saw Jeremy, and I'm like, no, he's not one of the contestants, only we wish.
Oh, I'd pay money for that. I mean, I'd pay money to be the one to slap him. Are we bringing... All right, while we're waiting for them to come in,
mm-hmm.
All right, let me take a call here to fill the big hole. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
It's the well-oiled machine.
Fill the big hole. Hello.
Hey, guys, you want to hear a good three-way story?
Involve you?
Well, yeah, it did.
Oh, so you're involved in the three-way?
Well, I was. It's past tense.
Yeah?
How
fresh is this story?
Well, it's about 12 years old.
Oh, who cares? Listen, the guys are here to slap. Thank you.
We've got our gladiators here, and they look crazy.
One at a time, please.
How you doing, fellas?
Get this one out right now.
All right, how you doing?
Just talk to this one. Hey, what's your name, man?
Kevin.
Well, you're weird. You're weird. That's good.
All right, you heard
that's
us.
That's good.
You heard slap off and you had to participate,
yep.
Right?
Look at you, like from the real world or something like that. All crazy, wearing a soccer shirt. And what kind of piercings do you have?
Just one right here.
Oh, he just got his ear done.
And what motivated you to come down here besides the money? What was the...
The money.
It was solely the money?
Solely the money.
Okay.
Now, you understand the ground rule. What's your first name?
Kevin.
Kevin. You understand the ground rules, that it's just... Slap a guy
right.
in the face.
It's not it's not an escalating thing where you got to go harder, harder, harder. It's an endurance competition.
Right. Same level of slap consistently until one of you guys backs down.
And we're the unofficial judges here. I mean, if we feel that one's getting a little bit too out of hand, we'll tone it down a little bit. But, of course, we won't stop the bout.
Well, what happens if we're still slapping after 7?
That would be my dream. That would be my dream to continue this for an hour and 20 minutes. One of you will give in eventually.
Okay.
And physically, how big are you? I mean, how tall are you? What are you, 6 feet?
6'2".
Mm-hmm. 6'2"?
About 185.
Kind of a lanky-looking guy.
He looks like you exercise, right? You work out a little bit. All right, so you're in good shape.
You've been wearing a baseball hat all day?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we can tell. He's got the hair that says hat.
That looks like something you might find in a novelty store. Just kidding. All right.
Well, nice meeting you. Go out in the hallway and tone up, please.
All right, bring in the other gladiator.
And let's meet the other contestant. Oh, this will be exciting.
Yeah. All right, here
Hello.
He comes.
Hello. Hello, my friend.
Here comes the
How
next guy
doing?
Who looks remarkably God. Similar to the other guy.
Two hoodlums.
You guys don't know each other, do you?
Oh, no.
You guys are gangsters, are you?
No.
Hey, what's your name, my friend?
Sim.
Sim?
Yeah.
Sim Salabim?
No, exactly.
And Sim, besides the money, what motivated you to come down here?
I was wanting to meet you guys.
Oh, really? Nice.
That's nice.
Nice meeting you. Where are you from, Sim? Where you live?
Herndon.
What about originally?
England.
England, cool.
Yeah.
And why slapping, Sim? Why did you do
it? You guys picked the contest.
So you just wanted to participate?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it's not going to be real hard, so I mean, you know, just
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I got it.
Same Sim, level. You're not going to get real mad if he starts slapping. Because, I mean, Sim, you look to me like, really, one slap and you might just start jumping on the guy or something.
You promise you can control yourself?
Yeah.
All right, let's bring the other guy in and let's just have a demonstration slap.
Very good.
Before we start the competition.
Both these guys really do look like good candidates for this contest.
Yeah, and they look really like they could know each other.
Hey, Rob.
Like,
you guys have been around together.
Get these guys up there on the stage and get the microphone set, please.
It's a good match.
Okay.
All right, yeah. You guys, Sim, how tall are you, man? Well, watch out for your... Well, you just hit the speaker. That's
wow.
It.
You want to take that leather coat off? Make yourself comfortable?
Yeah, you might get a little warm here. How tall are you? How tall are you, Sim?
6 feet.
6 feet. So we got 2 6-footers here, though.
Two tall, lanky guys.
One guy's 6'2".
The other guy's a little taller. The guy with the soccer shirt's a little taller.
Guys, right. I'm going to ask you, if you can, just to sort of face the side so we can both see it, okay?
Sure.
All right, very good. Can you see, Don?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I see fine.
All right, very good. Front row.
How many fingers you holding up, Mike? Where are you at, Mike? No, I got you. Okay, soccer guy, give him a sample slap. This doesn't count. This will be the level that you're going to slap at for the entire slap off.
Okay, ready?
Go.
Okay, that's good.
Now, is that okay with you, Sim?
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, now, Sim, you give him one just to see if we check it out, okay? Okay, right. and boys, do you think that
like it already?
Does that level of slap meet with both your approval?
No.
Okay. All right, give each other one more just to get to know your slap.
Okay.
Okay.
No. See, that wasn't up to the level of your last slap.
You got to get it up to the level. It was a little too weak.
Oh, should I do it again?
Yeah, just one more time. Okay. All right.
Good.
That was
Ben.
And Sim.
Sim. Okay. All right. I want to do a commercial set so we could come back and get a long block of slapping nonstop.
Oh, man.
And remember, it's the first guy that chickens out. The first guy that says, uncle, and you've got to slap the same side of the face. You can't switch sides.
Yeah, what do you eat? Do you eat late dinners when you get these ideas or what?
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know what? I got the idea. I saw the movie Face Off.
Oh, okay.
And I've seen the big posters that say Face Off, Face Off, Face Off. And then I saw somebody slap somebody on TV.
Slap away.
Slap off. Do it one more time. Just one more warm-up.
Here we go.
One more warm-up. Here's the soccer guy. See? Soccer guy.
Yeah.
Not your usual.
A little higher on the cheek, too, for maximum
sound.
You
got to make it consistent. Soccer guy. Go ahead.
That was a good one. You didn't like that one, did you, Sim?
Made Sim turn away.
Sim didn't like it. All right, Sim.
Sim, that was a weak one.
You can give another one, Sim.
It was a girly one.
There you go.
All right. Come on. I want you guys to slap like men, okay? Listen, separate these two animals, please.
Boys, go back to your corners.
Separate them. Keep them away from each other.
All right, get out of the octagon.
And when we come back, big slap off fun.
Can you feel the temperature rising? The hot part of the week is about to arrive.
Ooh, and for some, it's here now.
That's right. It's going to get very hot in here.
Nothing like some real physical contact. Over here, we got Kevin. Tall, lanky guy wearing a soccer shirt.
Right.
Standing across from him, Sim Salabim. Also tall, also lanky.
Kevin and Sim.
Each of them over 6 feet tall. Thin guys.
And they look pretty intense. Well, Kevin seems to be really just happy to be here. Sim, you seem a little more intense. Are you looking to win?
I'm just nervous.
You're nervous?
Nervous.
Okay, well,
okay,
that's fair.
Guys, right into the microphone. Your last-minute thoughts, please. Kevin, before you begin the slap-off, your last-minute thoughts.
What do you think about the battle?
I will be victorious.
Sim Salabim, your last thoughts? Come on, help me out here, buddy.
I don't have anything to say, you know. Just see how it turns out.
All right. Yeah. You had a very intense Sim and Kevin, and they're going to do battle. The way it works, guys, of course, is the first person to cry uncle say, hey, that's enough. I've had it. It's not worth it. The other guy gets the money.
Now, Rob, if you would get the microphone situated, guys, here's the speed that this goes at. Slap, 1-2. Slap, 1-2. Slap, 1-2. Slap, 1-2. Same side of the face, same cheek. Gets the slap.
Okay, we wish you very good luck.
Toss a coin to see who gets the first slap.
No eye gouging, guys. We want a fair, clean fight.
Who's got some money?
No ear popping.
Anybody have a quarter?
Buzz, you have any money?
Right here.
All right, flip it, Buzz.
Okay.
Call it, Sim.
Let it land on the table, Buzz.
Stop.
Call it, Sim.
Heads.
For somebody to call it.
Buzz.
It's tails.
It's radio, Buzz. You could have faked it.
What was it, Buzz?
Tails.
Tails. What, do you get paid by the hour? Hurry up, Buzz.
Yes, I do, mother.
All right, now I forgot who won.
Who had tails?
I think that's Sim. Sim was the loser.
All right, so
Sim gets slapped first.
Kevin, that means you will have the celebratory first slap.
And guys, if you're ready, let's go start Kevin. Got to be a little harder than that, guys, like you did in the pregame.
Sean. Kevin.
Sean.
Kevin.
Sean.
Or Kevin.
Sim. Sean. I'm calling the wrong name. Sim. Kevin.
They're right in the middle of it.
Sim. Kevin.
Uh-oh.
Stay, not so hard, guys.
All right,
same.
Hey, Kevin, tone it down,
Kevin,
just a little bit there.
Same way.
Okay.
Keep going.
Oh, that was, he's not toning it down.
Now, guys.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin,
time out.
Kevin, you're really starting to take your hat off. I can see the blows over here. Kevin's looking at me like, no. Kevin, can you see me? I'm sitting right here. I see what you're doing.
Kevin, maybe you don't. Maybe you're doing it unknowingly. But as he continues to slap you, yours were getting a little harder. Sim, did you notice the slaps were getting harder?
I think I did, yeah.
I think you did.
He's a very courageous Sim hanging in there. Just tone it down a little bit, you know. I know you're going for that early round knockout, but see, it's not intensity, it's endurance.
Right.
Hey, get it on!
Let's start again. Kevin, go. Sim.
Kevin.
Sim.
Kevin.
Sim.
Kevin.
Sim.
Kevin.
Keep going, guys. Rob, are you counting these?
No. Want me to?
Yeah, somebody please count this. I'd like to know how many slaps are involved today in the big slap-off. Now they're laughing. Soon the laughter will stop. Same level, guys. I don't want anybody getting hurt here. Kevin, I'm going to penalize you if you keep hitting them hard like that.
I'm not hitting
one demerit.
All right.
Wow. Guys, is this beginning to hurt a little bit?
No way, man.
No way?
No way.
Not at all.
Not at all. They're very brave competitors. These gladiators are here to play on the gridiron.
The slaps are hard enough that the head moves off the neck a little bit when they strike.
This is better than the Olympics.
These are pretty intense here.
And there's Sim. There. Keep going, guys. Mike's just readjusting the microphone. Kevin. We hit Sim. Sim hits Kevin. Kevin hits Sim. Oh, wow. Sim, that was a hard one. Guys, don't hurt each other now.
Battle raging on. Do you guys think that there'll be a friendship forged out of this?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Either of you getting any designs on Quentin yet?
I believe it was Kevin, Don, that says, what happens if we go past 7 o'clock Eastern time?
Let's see what happens.
Kevin seems to be in for the duration.
You know what? Let me give you a timeout here, though, guys. You're going to have to reposition because Kevin's head keeps hitting the track lighting. And I'm worried that the track... I'm not worried about your head, but I'm worried the track lighting...
back here a little bit, fellas.
Come out of the ceiling.
Okay.
Right. Okay, right about there?
Okay, terrific.
Okay, now watch your head, please, Sim, with the big speaker there.
I think they're right in the middle there. Such a beautiful facility we have here.
Okay, guys. Go, let's get it on.
Let's get it on!
Dun 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 da 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 da. Ladies and gentlemen, if I can paint a picture for you here, both heads are jarred each time these slaps are given.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about baby slaps. We're not, you know, they're not really smacking each other, but they're also not going easy. This has got to be a somewhat painful experience.
They're solid.
It's the first slap fight.
Well, give me some kooky music, please, because we'll do 1 minute of the Johnny Lightning round where they have to slap faster.
Right.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, now, guys, for the next minute, you must increase your rate of slapping.
Okay, so it's going to be like, bat, 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 like almost like you're playing ping pong.
Ready, guys? Lightning round. Go. Faster. Faster. Faster.
Man.
Faster. Keep it going.
Wait, Sim, were you thinking for a second? A little pain?
No, I was just laughing.
Last one. All right, keep going. Keep the pace up now, guys. Kevin, Sim. Kevin, Sim. Right, as soon as his hand leaves your face, your hand is going up. Right, guys, there you go. Good. Now you got a good pace going. Turn the music on. Now they got the pace going. Here we go. Now, let's enjoy.
Let's listen in, shall we?
Let's enjoy. We'll be like those announcers that let the action speak for itself.
It's the special moments. Rob, you're keeping a tally there. Do you have any totals for us?
How many slaps thus far, Rob?
170, 71, 72, 73, 74.
Mike, I think we should speak in hushed golf tones. Donna will
will tell you that right now both of these competitors have come to play.
Nice slap by Kevin.
They seem to be in jail.
200!
200! The slap fight is continuing here, and neither competitor seems to be willing to yield.
God.
Nice one by Sim. A nice follow-up by Sim.
Mr. Rippert.
So now the question is, how long will two grown men continue to slap each other in the face on our radio show?
This would be a question for Kevin or for Sim. Gentlemen, do either one of you feel stupid right now?
Yes.
That would be
Kevin.
Kevin, Sim, do you feel dumb for doing this?
No more than usual.
Are either one of you starting to feel a numbness in your cheeks?
Nope.
Sim? Sim?
No.
Oh, they're macho men, Mike.
Yeah. They are tough guys. This is a brutal competition right now. They are hanging in there, and neither one of them seems to be showing any sign of yielding. Guys, if we can pick up the tempo just a little bit here.
Sure. Time for another lightning round. A little quicker.
That's right.
Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. Faster, faster.
Work together.
Faster, 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 faster. Get a rhythm going, guys. Faster. Keep slapping. Faster.
300!
Faster, Kevin. Faster, Sim. Faster. Faster, pussycat. That's right. That's right. That's right. Oh, I'm jumping up and down. This is the best thing I've ever seen. This is the best.
It's continuing.
It's the great slap off. Oh, now, Sim, that was a weak one.
How's it feel, guys? Both of you, how do the cheeks feel, seriously?
A little red.
All right, let's take some calls. Take some calls while the slap-off continues. Guys, keep the pace going. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you. You enjoying the slap-off?
Absolutely. How's the swellage going?
Not much swellage. Guys, you got any swellage?
Either guy feel like maybe it's swelling up a little bit?
Nah.
No raised handprints or anything like that?
Red helmet. Now, listen, Kevin every once in a while slips him one that's a little harder, trying to evoke a response, I believe, from the even-tempered Sim. What do you think, Buzz?
I like it.
What do you think, Buzz?
I think it's
400!
They're at the 400 slap mark. Neither competitor, neither gladiator yielding on this incredible debut of the slap-off.
Battle of stupidity.
Both very controlled.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I was just calling to see if this is my brother that's doing the slapping thing.
Okay, we have a call from a potential relative. Who is your brother?
Kevin.
Kevin, do you have a sister?
Yes.
What is her name?
Cindy.
Cindy?
Cindy? Yeah. This is her.
Yeah, that's your brother. Are you proud of your brother?
I am very proud.
Would you like to root him on? Any words of inspiration for your brother Kevin, Cindy?
Hit him harder.
No.
This is the continuing.
This is a question also for Sim or Kevin. Have either one of you guys done any boxing at all?
Nope.
No, okay.
They can't hear me. Do either one of them get into fights on a regular
basis? You guys get into fights on a regular basis?
Nope.
No?
Used to in high school.
Used to, but not anymore.
No.
So they're two peace-loving guys that came down here and are just in the octagon trying to do their very best.
Very controlled.
I've noticed that Sim... very often will come back with less than his normal.
That is Sim's way, I believe, Don, of extending the olive branch to Kevin so that he does not hit his heart.
It's a psych.
And now as Sim has heard that, he has picked up the intensity of his
500!
I was challenging his manhood there.
There you go.
I drew the line in the sand. Saddam. Wouldn't be prudent. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Donna Mike, bitch slap for cash. This is great. I'm laughing. I'm driving down the road. I had to pull over. This is hilarious.
But it's real, sir. What's so great is that it's real.
It's happening right before our eyes.
It's real.
These guys are really slapping each other's faces.
They're good.
How many slaps, Rob?
530.
530 slaps.
This could be a whole new sport.
Thus far. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, buddy.
I think they need to be hitting each other harder, man.
No.
Listen, we're not freaking it up.
We can see it, and if it goes on forever, it's okay with me.
We'll come back tomorrow, and they'll be here all night.
These guys are really slapping each other.
All right.
Although every once in a while, Sim comes through with a real girly one. I notice that Kevin is delivering more punishment to Sim.
I believe. Sim answers your challenge every time you do that. Now, Sim, are you doing that just so Kevin will be a little easier on you?
No, I'm not. My arm's just getting tired.
Your arm's getting tired.
We forgot.
Arm fatigue.
Incorrect.
Correct. An opening, perhaps, for Kevin.
That would help me because I jog.
Hey, Don.
Oh, all right.
Yes, sir.
Can you play the fairy godmother thing for me?
No, you're a nice guy.
No, I'm not.
He wants the fairy godmother. No. Hey, now, either one of you guys feeling like perhaps you might want to pack it in? What about you, Kevin?
No.
Sim, how do you feel right now?
600!
Sim?
Feel fine.
Feel fine. A little hesitation on Sim's part.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Which one of them is the monkey?
Which one is a monkey?
Yeah.
What are you doing, a spank the monkey joke?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. The only thing that can make this better is if you combine strip trivia.
Oh, God.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, naked people slapping each other. Yes,
thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
We get catalogs with that in there.
This will make another great show, a TV show for the Don and Mike Network.
Right after Hot Pursuit.
Exactly.
Okay, hold up, guys. I just want to get a real quick look at the cheeks. Just turn and let's see the cheeks for a minute. Okay, back to it.
Oh,
Kevin.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Keep it going. Keep it going, guys. Now, we're going to break for commercials.
He has a darker complexion than I do. I
know
he does. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going, guys. I'm going to ask our emissary, Charles Broyhill, if you would please come into the studio and make sure that these guys continue to slap during the commercial set. We will have tape rolling. Mm-hmm. If anything happens during the set, we will record it and we will play it back for you live. Charles Broyhill?
Yes.
All right, if you would please stay on top of these fellas.
The battle continues between Kevin and Sim, the initial slap-off.
You know, we can just continue to do the whole show while these guys slap.
Absolutely. It's an endurance battle. We mentioned that before.
Has anybody, either? Let me just ask this. Either one of you guys given any thought now to backing out, now that it looks like you may be here for the rest of today's show slapping each other?
For the rest of your lives.
Anybody going to back down yet?
No.
Sim?
Neither one wants to back down.
Kevin?
Nope.
All right.
Do they both think they can go another hour?
Oh, I bet they do.
You guys think you can make it another hour?
Yeah, sure.
Oh God, the dedication.
Oh.
The dedication, these conditioned athletes. I wish we had the Olympic song.
700 slaps.
Oh, my God. How's that cheek doing, Kevin?
A little red.
Yeah, a little red.
All right. Now, pick up the pace, guys. Pick up the pace just a little bit before we go to commercial here. Pick it up just a little bit. Right, there you go. Right, guys. That's right. This is a moment.
Right.
Oh, my God, it continues.
How long will two grown men continue to slap each other in the face?
This is the thrill of athletic competition in our studio.
Right, they will continue slapping, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Any cold pasta?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray from last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intentola, yes, he was.
Mm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, Name That Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I'll bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean to verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a fag. That's it. Because otherwise, I got to question what I'm hearing here.
The Don and Mike Show.
They used to rock and roll all night and party every day. And it was every other day. Now I'm lucky if I can find half an hour a week in which to get funky. I've got to get out of this rut and back into the groove.
Wishing ye good luck in everything. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Do you see what just happened?
What?
We need a cut man in here.
Sim has bloodied Kevin's face.
Oh, my God.
Now, was that a zip? Or was...
It looks like one, too.
Oh, God. Oh.
Now,
Now, these guys, it just happened.
Yes, it just happened right at the end of the break. They were slapping all the way through.
Right as we were going on the air. What, Robbie? What?
1,250.
1,250 slaps. Neither one of you guys has any sign of slowing down until the, of course, blood was drawn.
Let me see the blood, Kevin. Let me see. Oh, look,
that's a nasty.
Hey, come over here. We get under the light. We have some better light over here. Let us see your face.
That's a nasty gusher.
Oh, your mommy's going to think you got in a fight.
Oh, oh dear.
Look at that.
And you have a very red face. Let me see the side of your face, Sim.
Same
thing, man. Yeah. Same thing. How you guys feeling?
Good.
You know,
feeling fine.
Hello, Don and Mike. I didn't have a plan in case one of them drew blood. I didn't think it would go that far. Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Can we get him a Band-Aid?
I don't see why not.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to know if I come down and drop my pants, can they slap me on the butt and we'll have a three-way slap-off?
That would be ideal.
Lovely thought.
Great?
Yes, wonderful thought. Thanks so much for sharing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, are they slapping both sides of the face or just one?
No, it's just one side.
Just one again and again. You heard Rob like 1,250 times.
Sim has been slapping the left side of Kevin's face, and Kevin has been slapping the right side of Sim's face.
You guys both have the same looks on your face. You both look like,
they don't look too happy now.
You don't look happy, but you look like you're determined.
Boy, if they get on the metro, they're going to get some strange looks when they leave that place.
Now they're going to get a seat.
They get on the metro.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
So, usually at this time, they bring a cut man into the corner.
Yes. Well, we're waiting for a Band-Aid. You know, the first someone has to find a first aid kit around this radio station.
Yeah, and Buzz, do you think they're in the shape to continue? You're the doctor, the fight doctor.
Let me come in and examine.
Okay. Buzz will make the ruling as to whether one of the fighters can continue, but, usually this is the turning point in any bout.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're waiting for Buzz to take a look at these guys' faces. Look at the blood. Look at the zip that's burst open.
I think we're good to go.
Oh, way to go. Hey.
Love you,
thank you, Dr. Death. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Don and Mike?
Right.
Okay, Dad, just call say hi, man. I'm a big, big, big fan of you.
I wish you were down here.
Thank you very much. Where are you from originally?
Mexico.
Wish you were down here getting your Mexican face slapped.
Bueno arbusto.
Repeatedly. Hello.
Hi there, Mike.
Hi.
Literally, guys, one of the funniest things you've ever done. It's hilarious.
Thank you, my friend. My kingdom, though, for a Band-Aid.
Simply need a Band-Aid. We want to patch them up before. You know, it's too bad we can't have that stuff they put in the cuts in the fights.
You know, I'd say switch to the other side, but the side is all tenderized already. The one side of their face is all tenderized already. It's all nice. You know, it's like if you get a steak. You know what mom used to do sometimes? My mom would get a steak, and she had one of those little hammers that you bust crabs open with.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. They have the little dimples in them, too, for tenderizing meat.
She would actually beat our meat.
Yeah, absolutely. You do that with with breasts of chicken and little veal cutlets and stuff like that?
Beat your meat.
What does the back of your T-shirt say there, Kevin? What does that say?
It says, Meat Beat Manifesto.
What is that? What is that, Kevin?
Some group my roommate gave me.
You mean a rock and roll group?
Yeah.
Fellas,
so.
A Band-Aid.
A Band-Aid.
None to be had.
What do you mean none to be had?
Don't we have a first aid kit? I thought I saw a first aid kit today.
I think there's one in the kitchen.
You know where there's a first
aid kit? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Night. Yeah, kudos to the concept, guys.
That's Don's concept, and I tell you, it was was it good Mexican food that you were eating when you had that
idea?
Who knows,
man?
Yeah, this would be a weekly occurrence, just like the low-budget Jeopardy. I mean, you got two.
Oh, no, you'd tire of this after a while.
No way. No way. Absolutely not.
Cannon, you got a Band-Aid?
Got it? Cannon, what do you have, Cannon? What step up, son? Up to the microphone, please, so we can all hear you.
All we've been able to round up is some ointment, some triple antibiotic ointment, and some paper towels.
Oh,
but I'm working on the Band-Aid.
Okay.
What if somebody really hurts themselves around here?
Well, you know, we're always in danger every day of major open gutter.
Major head injury. Hi, Charlie.
There's no first aid kit to be found.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's
disappeared.
I think I saw one upstairs.
Isn't that some kind of a violation?
Every radio station.
Isn't that like some kind of an office violation?
Yes,
you're supposed to have one. Couldn't the fire department come close us down or something now?
You need first aid.
The government. The OSHA.
All right, now Rob is doing a makeshift. Is that scotch tape and paper?
Yeah, pretty much.
Rob, you're providing him with a pad for the face.
I don't feel comfortable with that, Rob. No. I don't feel comfortable with that. And look at it. It won't even stick to his face.
Oh, dear.
We did what we could.
Let me ask you this. Would you be willing to go on with the injury?
Yes, I would.
Sim, would you be willing to go on with the injury?
All right, I think the blow should be a little lower on the cheek there, Sim.
Okay. And I urge you guys to please pick the pace up.
Let's get it on.
And let's get it on. Go.
There you go. Right.
That's right. That's right.
A little faster, fellas.
That's right. Slap, 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 slap.
At any time,
slap.
One of you two guys can just say, hey, that's it, I've had enough. But I doubt that's going to happen anytime soon.
That's all right.
They both want the $100.
They
it's
do.
Like a, it's like a war of attrition. It's okay.
Sure.
Say one thing about me. I'm stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm wrong, I'm stubborn. And this time I'm right. So we'll stay. We'll stay with this competition. Oh, what was that? What was that? Did you hear that, like,
yeah, well, now, was that to you, Kevin? Did you make that kind of...
Is that a snot bubble, or what
no,
was that?
No, that was laughing.
That was laughing.
That was laughing.
You know, I will give it to Kevin, man. He has maintained that sunny disposition all the way through the slap fight.
Even with his broken zip.
Might That's be right. a strategy.
Covering his face with blood. Sim with the blood between the recesses of each finger. As they slap.
I would say,
seriously,
you're going to need some medical attention there, Kevin, and Sim, I believe a good hand washing for you after this is done.
How many is that, Rob?
1,308.
1,308 slaps.
1,308, and no sign of either one of these incredible gladiators slowing down. On the frozen boards of the Don and Mike Air Studios, Sim and young Kevin battled it out with slap for a solid hour.
You know, we could, listen, we'll just move on with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, we have Buzz News and Comment coming up. We'll take some phone calls.
That's right.
We got some talk to do about our trip to Intercourse and about the Las Vegas style show.
Mm-hmm.
While these guys just continue to slap themselves.
It's kind of captivating, isn't it? It's difficult to take your eyes off of
it. I don't know how great it is to listen to, but man, I love watching it.
Well, I think based on the calls, people are enjoying this too. Slap, 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 slap.
Oh, they're not keeping up with us.
Slap. They have their own
slap, 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 slap. Oh, there you go.
That was it.
No,
there we go.
Careful. Careful. Don't want to hurt each other.
You don't want any real hurting done. Although, Kevin, you know, you're going to look like the Elephant Man when you wake up tomorrow morning.
Kind of like if it was a girl and she found out that you were screwing around her, the way she would slap you. Oh, you.
You sharp.
You can.
You sharp little retorts.
Son of a gun. How dare you? You did what?
How about a little drum roll, guys? Can we get that tempo picked up?
There you go.
This is what I like.
That's right.
I like to see this.
Keep it going, guys. Now, fast. There you go. That's the pace. That's the pace.
Keep that pace up for a while.
That's what we want. That's the pace. First person, the first guy that slows down from this pace is the loser.
Now we're getting somewhere.
There we go. I think this will accelerate it a little
right.
bit.
You got to keep this pace up, and we will disqualify the first person that slows it down.
The faster they go, the harder they hit.
Yeah, well, they keep smiling at each other, though.
That's inevitable, Buzz.
Yeah.
It's kind of a, it's not a force of gravity. It's a G-force thing.
Momentum.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Remember, the password will be uncle when one of you guys is tired of this. Sim seems to be running out of gas.
Sim, so that is a warning, Sim. That is your first warning.
Seems to be weak. Weakening. Kevin seems to be renewed in his determination, but Sim is not giving up.
Oh, look at that. Oh, look, Sim looks like he's going to cry.
No.
Feel bad for Sim now. Oh, no, he's hanging in there. He's just licking his lips.
The pace is slowing down, fellas.
Pick it up. Pick it up. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
1,500. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2.
Oh, we have a collision.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2.
We have a collision.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2. Oh, my God. A little faster, fellas.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay, all right. Okay. Enough.
Oh, that's
okay.
It.
Enough.
That's it. Break it up, fellas. Break it up.
Stop. Jesus.
Break it up. I felt like a referee running out of time.
Guys, listen.
Well, let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah. I'll give you each $100, okay?
Yeah.
Into the light, let's show Don the face there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And let's
God,
see your face. There you go.
Oh, God.
Oh, and look at now. Hey, thank you, Rob.
All right.
Here is a Band-Aid, Mike.
Now.
You know, you guys were going at it.
You guys for the inaugural round.
It was a draw. That was great.
Good job. And a hug from Kevin for Sam. You guys.
What gladiators you were.
Yeah, I'll give you credit.
My
I'll give
gosh,
you guys credit.
Great job. They could have gone, really, they could have gone for 5 hours, but somebody had to stop the carnage.
And Rob, the final total on slaps?
1,587 slaps.
Wow. 1,587 slaps.
I found it, whatever, I found it just mesmerizing to watch that. I mean, they were just going back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, good job.
Very good.
I know I said we'd let it go as long as it would go, but you guys were both just wailing on each other's faces, and that was like a half hour.
And neither one of you, seriously, neither one of you had any intention of giving up, right? I figured as much, right?
Now,
all right.
1,587 is an odd number, so somebody still owes somebody a slap.
Oh, shut up, bud. All right, guys, get out of here. Get
thanks
out of
a
here.
Lot, both fellas.
You each get $100.
Each won $100. Worth it?
And our thanks for listening.
Was it worth? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Think it was worth it, Sim? Nice meeting you, my friend.
All right, thanks a lot, fellas.
Thank you, Mike.
Take care.
Let's get some parting comments from these guys.
Yeah, last word.
Was it worth it, Sim?
Best experience of my life.
Good man. Wow. How about you, Kev?
I can't say it was the best experience, but it was great meeting you guys. Thanks.
Nice right. meeting you
thank
guys.
You. Thank you very much.
Very good. Great Sim and job. Kevin are gladiators.
You both get to wear the belt, fellas.
They're gladiators.
Thanks so much.
You know what the next step is?
Mm-hmm. What?
Women. That's what I want to see. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not over this. And if I know our president, he's not going to allow me or himself to get shot down over what would have been a private sexual encounter.
Some swan song for the old man, huh?
The senator got a little wild when she was 19. What is the big deal?
Let me explain the big deal to you. The people of this nation can stomach quite a bit. The one thing they can't stomach is the image of a vice president with a mouthful of...
You don't have to use... look, let's use the word alleged.
They got photos. They got witnesses. They got their lead slut.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me tell you something. I'm a husband first.
The Don and Mike Show.
So toast them in a 350-degree oven until you can just sort of smell the nuts. And then remove them from the oven and place them on a clean cloth. And notice when I rub the nuts with the cloth, the skins kind of just fall off. We're going to get the nuts as clean as possible. Every speck doesn't have to come off. But if you rub hard enough, most of the skin will pop right off the nut. This is a simple way to do a lot of nuts in a short period of time.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike. It'll be money.
A recipe for disaster at WQYK, our station in Tampa.
Really?
Where a former disc jockey has become the general manager.
Oh, my God!
Tom Rivers. You
really?
Believe that?
Wow.
He must have pictures of guys, like, having sex with sheep and stuff. Because I can't figure. Let me just take this moment to say congratulations.
Way to go, Tom.
Yeah. To our brand-new general manager down in Tampa Bay.
A guy that we once referred to on this show as Lil Tommy Rivers.
Lil Tommy Rivers. He's now a general manager. He gets to wear a tie to work every day.
Way to go, Tom.
Wow. Yeah.
Good for him. Thanks for promoting the show.
Well, he'll blame it on the last GM, right? So he'll say, and that's exactly what we'll hear.
Sure.
Listen, everything is going to change now.
Right.
At WQIK with the new management vision.
Of course.
That Lil Tommy's going to bring.
Right. Lil Tommy. Everything's going to change now that he's in the driver's seat.
Lil Tommy wants the Don and Mike Show to be advertised in every free newspaper that's given out.
Great.
At every Safeway.
Right.
And furthermore, you know the community bulletin boards?
Yes. Really?
That's a great way to put up a couple of post-it notes about the show.
That's Lil Tommy Rivers from the mind of Lil Tommy.
It's very dangerous. Anytime a disc jockey gets in a position of power at a radio station.
Disc jockeys have to truly sell their souls to do that.
And there's always the chance when that happens that at some point during the tenure in management, the former disc jockey cannot control himself and he reverts back to being a disc jockey.
Of course.
That's when radio stations like change formats and everybody gets fired.
Hi, I'm Tom Rivers. The management here would like to say, and lots of announcements from the management.
Yes.
Yeah, now a message from the general manager. Hi, this is Tom, little Tommy Rivers.
I'm not wearing pants. And F the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Thank you from the staff and management of WQYK, Tampa Bay.
And then all the, all the slackers around there. Great job, Tom. Yeah, little Tommy. Yeah, good job, Tommy. Here we go, Tommy.
Little Tommy wearing his big cowboy hat.
Yeehaw!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great.
I want to ask Don and Mike if he has a bit of a concern that all these so-called fools
Listen, you're calling people fools, and you can't even turn down your radio, sir.
No, I'll turn it down.
You're having a little trouble formulating a sentence yourself, pal.
Is this another British guy?
Yes. Yep. Right, so.
Oh, listen, why aren't you all over in France beating somebody's ass?
<We're not. laughs>
How come you're not a hooligan?
No, we don't all go beating people up.
Right.
Just for the fun of it.
Come on, you're a British guy. Admit it now. Ringo is nothing, right? Even when they were popular, even you Brits, you had to know that Ringo was. You might as well have had a monkey out there, right? Right.
Just a front man, isn't it? Just a face.
So what's the reason you called, Speedy?
I was just wondering, doesn't it concern you if all these jerks that are listening to your show?
No, why?
It seems that everybody that's calling up seems to be a bit of an idiot.
Well, yeah, but it seemed to me the last time I checked that, you know, jerks, they counted the same in the ratings as nice people.
Let me tell you something. This show is here. If you listen to most talk radio, you hear all these people that are articulating their points on issues and... The idiots and the jerks, they have no place to go, but they sure like to call our radio show. And you know something?
This is a safe haven for every jerk and idiot.
Right? Welcome. We have a home. We have a home. Welcome home. Every one of them, you know. You don't have to have any skills to call this show.
Right.
Obviously.
Well, I just want to tell you guys...
That's why we took your call.
Excuse me?
That's why we took your call, because we'll take a call from anybody.
Even Brits, right?
Right.
Right.
Now, I just want to say, you guys do a great job. We don't have anything like this in England, I think it's...
Yeah, of course you don't. Your country's so backwards. Four TV channels drive on the wrong side of the road. The whole thing with the Queen, which is a joke.
Don't forget to boil meat.
Yeah, the boiled meat.
They're just too scared. That's the problem.
Right. Okay. See you later, Austin Powers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It was nice. Yeah, nice teeth.
Thank you very much.
Nice teeth.
Out of my way, jerk ass! That was Prince Energy calling.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
And sad to say that he's like the most energetic guy in Britain. He's the Britain equivalent of the Energizer Bunny.
Well, you have lots of fools calling us. Fools calling us. Why? Why would that be?
Hello. You know, as soon as they break the ratings down, you know, to people who are idiots and people who aren't idiots, maybe then we'll change the show. But right now, I know there's plenty more idiots than there are the non-idiots out there.
Don and Mike, I'm calling from England. You know, if you slather the butter on it, it gets into all the nooks and crannies. Yeah,
I should have yelled at that guy about two fat ladies, too.
Oh, I love two fat ladies.
That's another jewel in England's crown.
Have you logged any serious time with the two fat ladies? You know, it's great when they cook with lard. They do.
I love lard.
They're too old, though, man. They're too old. Hey, listen, what do you want?
Well, I just want to first. I got two things.
Yeah.
First, I wanted to tell you. I think from listening to you, that and I'm about the same age as Buzz, 48.
You had it right the first time, Bud.
Bud.
Bud. Yes, Bud is 48.
Bud to his friends.
But I think you're a great dad, and I think.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up on you because that's patronizing. I appreciate it. Haven't I already articulated that?
Yes, you have. You said move forward. There's no need to rehash the previous idiot's call.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Joey from Sacramento.
Yes, hello, Joey. Hey, it's Mike. It must be Retainer Thursday.
You wanted to know the name of the pizza place in Sacramento?
Yes, Joey, sure.
It is Pizza and Pipes.
Okay, thank you. And are you wearing a retainer now, Joey?
No, I'm not.
Are you Asian?
I'm a Polish person.
Hey, oh, Polish. Hey,
yeah.
All right. Hey, Polak, were you sitting around all day trying to dial this phone number?
Yes, I was.
Right? Thank you.
I enjoy your show. Keep up the good work.
All right. Great. Thank you, Joey.
Means
a lot. Great. We had an idiot, a British guy, and a Polak called the show.
Hi, this is Joey. My carte the pizza place, carte, Don Mike's show, carte radio.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, you guys watch the Magic Show this week?
Haven't logged, but I will tonight.
He's been laughing differently. He's been changing it up a little bit.
Really? How's he been laughing?
Like, a little faster. It's not the huh-huh, or however Mike does
maybe,
it.
Maybe. You know, maybe he has a laughter coach now because he has a speech coach.
That'd be good.
Now it's like a faster pace. I think you guys aren't.
Yeah.
Jockey's just been clowning him because he's changed it up. He's definitely changed it up.
Yeah, listen, every disc jockey in America is clubbing him. Are you kidding? Yeah, he's got a target on his back.
Well, he's working on it.
All right, thank you, sir. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That was Magic's PR man.
Yes. I was his sidekick. The white comedian.
Sorry, I shouldn't have laughed like that. I should have laughed.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Don Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
You look so good, Magic.
You are looking too good.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking too good.
Hello.
Yeah, I have a trivia question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about Get Shorty, and when you guys were talking about you were an expert on that movie?
I consider myself to be an expert, yes.
All right. Well, you were talking about when John Travolta was sitting there watching that crappy B movie.
Right.
All right. Do you know the name of that movie?
No, because it was a crappy B movie.
Oh, I thought you knew everything about that.
Well,
Shorty.
Except the stuff that doesn't interest me. You know, it's some stupid black and white movie. Later, he talks about the movie Rio Bravo.
Right. And, you know, when you ask a trivia question, it's polite to know the answer to it. So do you know the answer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What is it?
Touch of Evil.
Touch of Evil.
I'm the one telling you how it is.
Who knows?
Touch of Evil.
I don't know the answer, Dr. Evil. Hey, Don and Mike Show, here's a guy in Las Vegas who says he's driving next to a woman who is stirring the soup.
Really?
Is that real? Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what are you doing?
Driving next to a freak, man.
What's she doing?
She's pleasuring herself. She has a skirt on.
She's pleasuring herself.
Yeah. What do you mean? Is she in your car?
I'm not sure if she has utensils or not. No, she's in the car next to me. I put on for about 2 minutes on hold, and I actually made the turn to follow her because I knew you guys would want to hear about this.
Now, how is it that you can see in the car to see her pleasuring herself?
I'm in a 4x4, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a 4x4.
So you're up high, and you can actually see down in her car?
Yeah, man. This chick's a freak.
Does she know you're watching?
No, she doesn't know anything, man.
She'll pull up next to her and ask to smell her fingers.
Okay, cool.
Oh, do it. Okay, good. Do it.
You want to say Don and Mike would say, no?
Hey, no, pull up next to her and say, Don and Mike want to smell your fingers.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Oh, hold on. Here's the yellow light. Hold on. Okay, cool. Hey! Hey! Don and Mike want to know what your fingers smell like!
Don and Mike want to smell your fingers.
Yeah,
it's like honk for cash.
Your fingers! She's looking at me. She's pulling away, man. She's pulling away. I think I freaked her out.
All right. Thank you, dude.
All right. Cool, man.
Bye-bye.
Did I mention that my crap detector went off on that? Simply too easy. Either way, he happened to come up to the yellow light.
Yeah, maybe so. Who knows? You know, I guess it's been truck drivers that have called before to say that they've seen girls stirring the soup.
That's right. But, you know, I only hope it's true.
Yeah. Well, either way, the guy stuck his head out the window and said, Don and Mike want to know what your fingers smell like. So there's some good, positive PR for the show.
Sure. Very goodwill in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Word of mouth. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, guys. It's Becky.
Hey, Becky.
How are you?
Becky from yesterday?
Becky from yesterday.
Oh, script trivia. Oh, Becky, whose father called the show yesterday.
Yeah, and I found out that it was him.
Really?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
It was?
Yes, it was.
It was. Oh.
Everything going well on the Becky front? Everything calm in your family situation?
Everything's just fine.
Good.
Was there a reunion last night between you and your father?
But I called him today, and I wanted to know why he didn't tell me his name, because that's where it threw me off.
You don't know your father's name?
Well, he would normally say his name. He wouldn't say my father.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, because of the whole situation, but anyway, Julie wanted me to tell you something.
Oh, that's her aunt, Julie, who also
Julie
played script trivia yesterday.
And also got naked.
Yes.
And had quite a surprise under her shirt for us.
She certainly did.
Yes, Julie wanted me to let you know that when she was standing in the back beside Buzz, she heard him fart.
No, I don't think so. No, in fact, I know who that was and when it was.
Really?
Charlie Broyhill turned around and looked at me when he did it.
Yeah.
Ah, well,
easy to say, Buzz.
Yeah. Easy to say.
I think Charlie will confess to that.
Do you want Charlie to let you off the hook here? Hey, well, here's the question. Did it smell perfumey?
Are you asking?
Because it smelled like potpourri. It could have been Buzz's fart.
I didn't smell it.
Charlie
Broyhill, please, to the witness stand.
Charlie is not only would admit to it, but he's also proud of his own.
Yeah, he might take claim for it, even if it's not his.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Here he is now.
Sorry, I missed the question. I was speaking to a moron.
All right, this is Becky, the gal who played strip trivia yesterday with her father call on the show.
Right.
She said when she was standing at the back of the room that Buzz farted.
No, that was Julie that heard him.
Julie said that.
Then Buzz said, you farted.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah. Okay, Buzz, you're
I was eating fruit yesterday.
Yes, you was.
Okay.
Oh, boy. It would be so much more fun if it was you, Buzz.
Yeah. Oh, Buzz farts.
Yeah.
Not publicly, if I can help.
Buzz farts a lot. Buzz has big, stinky movements. He does everything a guy does. He just doesn't talk about it.
Does public farting involve farting in front of anyone else, even people you work with? Or is public farting like farting on a train?
No, well, certainly not in front
of... what am I asking this question for? I've done both, as we all have. Yes.
And listen, furthermore, Buzz, I don't think you've ever farted in front of us.
Right, that's true. That's true.
Never.
Once, when Mike was president, a number of years ago.
You know, they're the worst place that you can fart. The worst place. On a plane.
Yeah. That's my haven.
Oh, he loves to.
I love letting death farts go on an airplane.
Oh, my. And I mean, at the very beginning, before the flight attendant comes over and asks you what you would like.
And she has to put her face into a wall of stench.
There was one flight attendant when we were flying somewhere, and right before, I mean, I know you timed it that way, and right before she came over, and she walked over, and seriously, it was like somebody hit her with a wet cloth in the face.
And then the next thing you know, down with the plane! You fart your brains out, Buzz. I bet you do, man. I bet you get some perverse pleasure out of it because it's got to be stuck in there the whole time.
Now, you do it during the news. I mean, when you're over there in your cubicle, there's nobody else in there, right?
I spend about 8 hours a day in here, so I would be lying if I said it never happened.
Have you farted today?
Not in the newsroom so far as I know. Not
really?
Since waking up this morning, no.
When's the last time you had a big beefer? I mean, the kind of fart where you have to go, clear the room, open the windows.
I don't know. I guess that would be mornings.
So it's regular?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. All right. All right, good man.
See, if you do want to over there, I mean, it's only you, right?
Yeah. Well, it's embarrassing, though, if you right after you do it, then it's a very small room. It's like a closet.
Christine pokes her head in there right afterwards.
And then somebody
that would kill Buzz. That would kill Buzz.
You die of embarrassment.
That would kill Buzz, sure. If Christine walked in the room and walked into his fart.
I see this razor blade. I would take my life if that happened.
I know you would, Buzz. Yeah. Hey, listen, thank you, Becky.
No problem. I just wanted to say I had a good time yesterday.
Oh, we had a great time, too. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Now, we have to listen to Cheryl here from Sacramento. She claims she is stirring the soup right now while she's driving her car.
No, actually, that's wrong. It was just that I do that all the time. So I just called to let you guys know.
While you're in the car?
Yeah, while I'm in the car, wherever.
Which hand?
Right. And I'm left-handed, but my right hand just works a lot better.
And why do you do it while driving?
It's relaxing. It's a stress reliever, and sometimes...
Does it relax and center you?
Yeah, exactly.
When you do it. When you do it. Excuse me.
When you do it.
When you do it.
When you do it.
Yeah. Do you complete the task every time you're doing that, or do you simply while away the minutes during the commute?
Well, I think that there's no reason to do it if you don't finish.
There you go.
Wow. And
there
isn't.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I guess you have to be like on a straight road, right?
Pretty straight.
Pretty straight, like a freeway or something. You couldn't be on a curvy road where you're constantly having to turn the wheel.
You know, they always say that you're really supposed to focus and that if you eat in the car, use a cell phone or... Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess that would count, too. Have you ever been on a cell phone or been eating anything while you've been doing that?
I don't think so.
You have vinyl seats?
What?
You have vinyl seats?
Yeah, vinyl.
Vinyl, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Vinyl seats.
Vinyl
seats.
Mm.
But you're right, it works best on the freeway.
Okay,
freeway. Yeah.
Smell your seats, right? It's like smell your fingers. All right, listen. See you later, Cheryl.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was dirty Cheryl.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a bad girl. She's so bad.
Very, very bad.
Very bad girl. One more call. And then, I promise, really, not a DJ promise, a real promise, we're going to hear that guy's tape.
Excellent.
The guy from the old folks home. Hello.
Okay. Bueno Arbusto.
Hey, my friend.
It's Mike with Name the TV Icon.
Oh, it's the guy with his tapes from TV. All right, sure, lay it on us.
I got some good ones today. Here you go.
Okay.
Guys, I can't go to the Elvis train tonight.
No idea.
No idea?
No.
It's, what's his name from Happy Days?
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Okay. Oh, Richie Cunningham.
Right? Okay, way back on that one.
Okay.
All right, this one?
Okay. Wow, that's just an excellent break.
That is Mo from The Simpsons.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you think your life reeks? Take it with a mind, pal.
Let me hear it again, please.
Oh, you think your life reeks? Take a whiff of mine, pal.
Hmm. Boy, these are toughies today. Yeah. He's stumping us today.
Don't know who
Drew
is
Carey.
No, Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison.
Right. All right. Let's see.
Oh, my God, it's Mike with you, ass. You guys suck.
One of those idiots from South Park?
That yeah. was South Park, right?
South Park, okay.
All right.
That was funny.
Magic. Magic. You had it, Mike.
And right. then the final one.
All right, one more. Here we go.
They got more. Look at this. Clinton's got a third nipple. This nipple squirts acid at God-fearing Christians. Sorry.
I'm laughing at the concept of Clinton has a third nipple. I don't know. Who is it?
That's the guy that was from Conan O'Brien doing the Bob Dole bit, where I think that...
Oh, how are we supposed to get that one?
Way too obscure.
Wow. Come on, how are we supposed to get that one?
That's too obscure.
Well, it sounds like that guy that calls in with you guys.
No, no, boo.
No,
no. Yeah, your show might be canceled here.
No. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
All right, goodbye now.
Bye.
Goodbye. I know that guy's whole existence
right
now is hanging on taping TV and calling us with his funny tapes.
He's got to pick up his game.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, bring a single malted Glengarry for me and one for my boy Mikey. Tell the bartender to go easy on the water. Then this 50-cent piece has your name written all over. Okay? I want you to run along because I'll be timing you. I'm going to keep time. One, two, three, four.
What a...
Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She's smiling what an asshole.
No. She was smiling at how money I was.
The Don and Mike Show. They rock. And that's for Tim, the Don and Mike Show.
Because we don't take you there, and I know it ain't fair.
This segment brought to you by Viramax. Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer is doctor-developed and clinically tested. Viramax works and is available at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Standing by to hear Rob's B-Wax tape of his radio show this past weekend.
Suck this.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Listen, I heard your show yesterday. Well, I hear it every day on my way home. Anyhow, there were several ladies calling up telling about Monica's and their experiences and everything, and I had tried to get through, and I was unable to. So here I am today. I just wanted to tell you that my husband thinks that I give the best Monica around.
Well, now what is he going to tell you? That his secretary gives a better one than you?
Hey, now. He doesn't have a secretary.
Well, or
I guess your sister. Get a little nervous if the husband said, that's the best one I've had this week.
Now, hey, we slowed down a little bit on that and everything else, but recently we've picked back up and going pretty well. So
when you say picked
slowed
back
down
up,
and picked up,
what do you mean by picking up? How many times a week?
Well, so far this well, it's probably about every day, once or twice.
Every day,
every
yeah.
once or twice.
You give your husband a Monica every day?
I try to. Yeah.
Hello.
Is that a good thing, I would imagine?
Yeah, duh.
Duh. Well,
every day?
Yes.
Does he have to do anything to you in return?
Not every day, no.
So in other words, he's the Sultan of Brunei.
Sure.
Now, is that in addition to other sexual treats?
Yes, of course.
So on average, how many times would your husband
achieve a day?
At least once, maybe twice.
Well,
so seven times a week.
Then the number, hold on, but then if you're giving him a Monica every day, and if you're doing other stuff with him.
Right, so that would be twice.
Then that would be 14 times a week total.
There you go, lucky man, wouldn't you say?
Usually in the morning or the evening?
Evening. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Honey's had a tough day.
In the morning. I'm sorry?
You what?
We're pretty exhausted in the morning.
Exhausted in the morning
from the previous day.
Right, yeah, from so many Monicas.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but I just want to tell you guys, love your show. Don, I think you are so sexy.
Oh!
Seen you on many occasions.
You're so right.
Yeah, there you go. And
Rita's
lucky late.
She sure is. I only wish she shared your love of the Monica.
All right, well, you guys take care. It was nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Every day.
I don't know if I believe that or not.
That's hard to believe.
I'd like the guy to call me to tell me that.
It's true. You can make a call 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's true, Don.
I don't think that was Tim McWilliams' wife.
No, I don't think so.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi.
Hey,
I don't know if I can beat the lady who gives her husband a moniker every day, but I had kind of a cool idea. When you guys play the name game, you always play it kind of like naming celebrities. Why don't you name things like different kinds of jelly?
You are an idiot.
Absolutely no. You're not allowed to call again.
Okay, thank you.
He's happy. He's delighted.
He's a kid, anyway, I think.
He's delighted. It doesn't matter. He's still happy.
Oh, you little bastard. Don't call us again. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you are on the air.
What is the name of that videotape you guys did, man?
Are you trying to be like Cheech and Chong, or is this your real voice?
It is my real voice.
Really? You sound like this all the time?
All the time, man.
Hey, man, I'm looking for Dave. Is Dave here?
Hey, man. Dave, man.
Dave's got the stuff. Hey, man.
Oh, I saw Dave last week, man.
Yeah, you do that pretty good. What was the question?
What's the name of that videotape you guys did?
You mean sex pies and videotape?
Yeah.
No, the light goes on.
That video store?
I don't know if you can. Where are you calling from?
Spokane, Washington. We got Blockbuster, man.
No, Blockbuster doesn't carry our tape, sad to say.
Oh, man.
That's kind of a collector's item.
I better roll a fatty now.
Oh, dear.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, man.
Bye.
That makes it sound like it was a big day when Spokane got a Blockbuster video.
Hey, man. It's here, dude.
I love the Don and Mike Show.
I have a record of accomplishment at something else, whatever it is.
Is this a guy who's playing his tapes?
Mm-hmm.
It's Gordon calling.
Yes.
I wish he would.
Oh, was that a tape of Liddy?
Yes, yeah. It was a Liddy tape. Yeah.
I didn't recognize it.
He listens to the show just like we listen to his show, and occasionally he just likes to call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, did you guys hear about that kid that fell off the Niagara Falls or whatever?
Yeah.
Here's another one of our cub reporters. Buzz, do you have the story about the kid that fell off the Niagara Falls or whatever?
Or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen the story. Let me see if I can track it down again.
So Buzz is in his computer right now. Was this an accident?
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, whatever, Mike.
Yeah. Whatever.
All right. Thank you, Cub Reporter.
Whatever.
All right, right.
Hey, you guys hear about the kid that fell off the Niagara Falls or whatever, or like got hit by a train or shot or something?
Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about monikers.
Yes.
I don't think it's how often. I think it's how deep.
I would disagree.
No?
You're a frequency fan, not a quality fan.
Oh, sure.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I'm a what?
I think, he was talking to me, I think.
And I was talking to Don about that.
Oh, well, no, I mean, it is often, but it's...
And I don't think, you can quantify it with how deep. You talk about overall quality.
It is quality. When it's deep, baby, it's quality.
God. There's some girls out there that really like doing that.
And they like talking about it, too.
And I like listening to it.
So do I.
And dogs like cheese.
I think I caught you guys off guard because you were quiet for like a second.
Oh, yes, you've totally caught us off guard.
Well, yeah. I wasn't sure.
Caught us.
But,
we're reeling right now. Well, when a woman says that, you do take a bit of a pause.
I don't think half these tramps who have been calling us the last couple of weeks really even do it. I imagine if they're really to go, you want me to do what with that? No. Go take about 5 showers and maybe. No.
That's what I think. Get the antibacterial soap on that thing right now.
Thank you very much, because I only do it after someone has taken a shower.
See, I know.
All right.
I knew it.
All right. See, it's got to be clean. It's got to be good.
And I bet you're not even good at it. I bet he just doesn't tell you that.
Oh, no. I am very good.
I bet you're not.
No, you cannot even tell me I'm not. I know I am.
Really? You sound very confident.
If it feels good to me, baby, I know it's good.
Here's what I think it's like.
Oh, God, no! No, stop, stop, please! God, stop! Stop, please!
Am I the best, honey?
Yes, you're the best. Just stop.
You are so wrong.
God. Not anymore. Please, just finish. You're the best, honey.
No.
You're the best there's ever been.
You're so wrong.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
My brothers.
Hey.
Hey, I've got something to tell you about an embarrassing story that happened to me in Korea.
Korea? You an old dude?
No, I'm not that old. I'm still in service.
Were you in the war there?
No, not quite that old.
That's why I said I thought you were an old dude. Yeah.
No, not that old. No, this is back in 86.
Because that story sounds like when you started, it's like, you know, back when I was in Korea, Chinese were coming over the border.
Like MASH. Right? That's what MASH was, right? The Korean War.
Right.
It's all part of being there, I guess. Timeless.
I could never be in the Army.
No.
I don't have the discipline. I watched G.I. Jane the other night with my wife.
Right.
It's an awful movie, and you don't get to see anything of Demi Moore naked. And furthermore, I'll tell you this, with her head shaved.
Right.
She's one weird-looking bird. I mean, she's big and muscly. And
any cleavage in the G.I. Jane?
They show a little bit in a bra.
Oh, really?
But there's no totally topless scene.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that she did, she was at the Navy SEALs training or whatever.
Right.
If you decide you can't make it anymore, they got a big bell in the middle of the field. And, like, the drill sergeant screams at everybody, ring the bell! Ring the bell! You're a big pussy! You want to quit? Ring the bell! You know, and then when someone rings the bell, the person drops out and they all...
Total disgrace.
We'll
laugh about
shame.
It. I would ring the bell. I'd walk in and ring the bell.
Yeah.
I'd say, hey, how you doing? Ding, 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 ding.
Hello, drill sergeant. There's my bell. You take care. I'm going into town for the weekend.
I'm the worst at that. I could not stand the discipline of the Army.
Private Geronimo. What is that, Private Geronimo?
Jelly donut, sir.
A jelly donut. Is chow allowed in the mess, Private Geronimo?
No, Sergeant O'Mara. Oh, this is now it's turned into your fantasy down here.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday to Jesus. Yes, Sergeant Rock.
So, I picked up a skin condition in a compromising location, and I had to see a doctor. And
a skin condition, would that be synonymous with a sex disease?
Mm-hmm.
He got himself a Korean sex disease.
A temporary one, but embarrassing all the same. Well, I had to go see the doctor, and the doctor, he told me to go ahead and undress. Well, the doctor, he sits there and he puts his hand on his chin and he's thinking, he's looking, he gets in close, he backs up, he gets in close, and then he says, that's almost too small to worry about. Realizing what he said, he just busted a gut right there. So then he wants to send me some treatment, so he sends me to the TMC clerk. He sends me in there and he redirects me down to the treatment office. And the treatment office tells me to do the same thing, get myself into a position where he can observe. When I get there, he takes a long look and he says, where is it? So that was my entire embarrassing moment.
Thanks, and now it's an embarrassing moment for 4 million other people who hopefully are not turning off their radios right now.
God, long way to go for that.
Humor
in uniform.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, why don't you call Stars and Stripes for that one? Call Sergeant Bilko for that.
The small thing social disease.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing? Hey. You have these women that call you and say how good they are. You know, it's really not the women that are good. They're just there. It's you and I. It's whether we're good or we're bad. They're just there all the time, so there's nothing good about them.
Are you speaking about men?
Speaking about women. They're just there.
Right. Women are
good.
Women are just there, and men. What about men?
It's up to us whether we're good or bad. I mean...
Oh, no, women, no, not when you're talking about Monica, sir.
Well, hey, how deep does it go?
It's a man's world, I believe, is what this convoluted caller's trying to say. Right?
What? It's gotta be.
Right. Okay.
All right, so the men control everything. Well, you know, when a woman is engaged to the Monica, though, that's total control right there.
That's where, you know, she could ask for anything.
Yeah.
Say yes. Yeah, sure.
And if she really, really hates you, I mean, we all think about it. It's always in the back of the mind there. If she really wanted to be cruel, she could do something totally, totally horrible.
Honey, this is wonderful.
Oh, you're the best. Honey! Oh, baby doll! Hello.
Hello.
Not on my show.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hey, you know, you guys are always talking about DSLs. I was just wondering, of you three guys, who has the best...
DSLs?
P-E-Ls.
T-E... I know what the first word is. I know what the last word is.
T-E-Ls.
Yes.
Is the middle word eating?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I have to say, really, I know already the answer to this question. In this room, Rob.
Except his lips are very chapped, though. But
they're full.
Rob's got the Vish lips.
That will be very rough. I would think it would be Buzz.
It's always Buzz, isn't it?
It's always Buzz.
It's always Buzz.
Not in the room.
When's that Jorge going to call for Buzz? Those are the calls that I enjoy for Buzz.
Soon now.
When he wants you to be the tube of toothpaste and he wants to brush his teeth with you, with your love. Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.